Denver. Enid Goldstein is straight ahead. It's 12 o'clock.
NBC News Radio, I'm Chris Jansing. Spain's new prime minister is threatening to pull his country's forces out of Iraq. But NBC's James Satori in Baghdad says that hasn't happened yet.
No official reaction or change in the game plan to Spain's announced withdrawal of troops in the wake of elections there. Officials here saying that Spain remains a full partner of the coalition. They were a key European ally during the war. They have still about 1,300 troops remaining in Iraq.
Many Spaniards say terrorists attacked their country last week because of its support for America. Former U.N. Weapons Inspector Hans Blix tells NBC News the Bush administration had made up its mind to go to war in Iraq, no matter what. He says U.S. officials were convinced Saddam Hussein had to go. Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon is ruling out peace talks with the Palestinians. He says the Palestinian leadership is encouraging suicide attacks, so there's no point in trying to negotiate. I'm Chris Jansing, NBC News Radio.
So what's the sexiest movie moment? Brad Pitt and Thelma and Louise.
The man can get naked anytime, and it's okay with me.
Oh, he is so hot.
How about Sharon Stone and Basic Instinct?
Now that was sexy.
Bravo's turning you on to the big screen sexiest scenes with a climactic countdown.
Oh, yeah.
Best enjoyed in the privacy of your living room. The sexiest moments in film, a three-part original series. Tonight at 8, 7 Central, only on Bravo.
Look at this one, Dad. Like new, best offer.
No, honey, that's a private owner. I'd feel better if we went to a Ford dealer for a quality check certified pre-owned Ford.
Certified?
Yep. 115 points of inspection and 6-year, 75,000-mile powertrain limited warranty coverage.
Oh, we can't get that from a private owner.
Or roadside assistance and 3.9% financing.
You're right, Dad. If it's not certified, it's just used. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. Take delivery from dealer stock by March 31st, 04. See dealer for warranty details or visit FordCBO.com.
Good afternoon, partly cloudy, 42 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin. This report brought to you by the Denver Post. Former U.S. Representative Bob Schaefer has thrown his hat in the ring for the Republican nomination for the U.S. Senate. Schaefer becomes the first Republican to formally announce his bid for the seat that Ben Nighthorse Campbell will leave at the end of his current term. Lieutenant Governor Jay Norton says she's not planning to run. A man died in a fall from concert promoter Barry Fay's condominium over the weekend near downtown Denver. Police have not released the man's name, but say he was in his 60s and possibly from out of state. His body turned up about 9:45 yesterday morning on a third-floor ledge on 12th Avenue just off Spear Boulevard. Police spokesman Sonny Jackson says he had been staying with Fay in a 16th floor unit. Jackson says it's not clear if he fell or jumped or got pushed. Faye says he had known the man since 1971 and gave him a place to live for a while after he left the hospital early this month. He last saw his friend around 2 o'clock Saturday afternoon. An overnight storm blasted the high country, dropping lots of snow in the mountains. With fresh snow over spring conditions, the danger of avalanches is very high in the Colorado mountains. Last week, a snowmobiler died in a slide. Brian Holt of Good Times Tours says his clients are becoming avalanche savvy.
And I've seen it more and more so in the last 5-6 years with the avalanche beacons. They're carrying their own shovels, they're carrying their own avalanche probes.
Last year, more than 2,000 slides were reported in the Colorado Rockies, with 6 people killed in avalanches. A 16-year-old boy is in custody following a shooting early yesterday morning in Englewood. Detective Perry Shelfeffer said officers responded to the 4200 block of South Jason Street. They found an 18-year-old man who'd been shot in the left shoulder with a small-caliber handgun. He was taken to Swedish Hospital. Not long after that, the 16-year-old came to the hospital. During the altercation, he had apparently shot himself in the hand.
Quick-thinking officers put two and two together and determined that that 16-year-old was the actual shooter. So we contacted the 16-year-old and determined that he was, in fact, the shooter. And that 16-year-old was jailed at the Foot Detention Facility on charges including attempted first-degree murder.
Schelfeffer says there's the possibility of the shooter and the victim having some sort of gang affiliation, but it's too early to tell whether there will be any retaliation activity. In sports, Colorado Avalanche and Denver Nuggets both off tonight. Avs get back to work tomorrow in Montreal, while the Nuggets are off until Wednesday when they play in Boston. Colorado Rockies take on the Chicago Cubs in preseason baseball action this afternoon. They play the White Sox, rather, this afternoon. They beat the Cubs 7-2 yesterday. Colorado Mammoth lacrosse team is in Rochester, New York tonight. A win will help Colorado get closer to a playoff berth in the NLL. postseason. Today's daily deal is any size drink at BP service stations for only 25 cents. You'll only find it in today's Denver Post on the weather page. Start your day with the daily deal. Traffic and your exclusive Weather Channel forecast are up next. KNRC News Time is 12:05.
This is AM 1150 KNRC.
Do not change the channel.
Not your grandfather's talk radio station. We're yours.
We're yours.
The new generation of Denver talk radio can be found here. AM 1150.
AM 1150.
Lock it in.
Crizal Alice A. Sounds romantic. It's the latest in lens treatments. Your plastic lenses will not scratch and are glare-proof. Hi, I'm Bev Rulo, owner of International Optique. For night driving, computers, movie theaters, and more, ask for Crizal Alice A. The difference is bright lights and blur or clarity. You choose. When trusting International Optique at Tamarack Square or International Optique at University and Orchard, you will always find the latest in lens technology and one of the largest selections of eyewear in Denver. We are so excited to be celebrating our 9th anniversary. Call to set your annual eye exam with Dr. Sogel Kelly and select that perfect new frame and lenses. Reach for any of our star frames and pay $44 when you purchase prescription lenses. And don't forget to ask for Crizal Alize. Seeing is a wonderful gift. It's time to see International Optique at Tamarack Square or International Optique at University and Orchard to help select a fabulous frame and new lenses. See you soon.
KNRC News Time is 12:06. Time to check with Darren Copeland in the KNRC Traffic Center.
This traffic report is brought to you by Albertsons and a couple problems up north. I-25 at US 34 as well as I-25 at Highway 119 accidents. Do have an injury accident on the ramp from eastbound 6 to Indiana. The new one's coming in on I-70. It's between Colorado and Vasquez. Sounds like an eastbound. Someone might have spilled a load there, so watch for some debris along that about a mile stretch. So just be aware of that. Monday is Cheap Chicken Day at Albertsons. 8 mouth-watering pieces of fresh fried chicken, only $3.99. Cheap Chicken Day Mondays at Albertsons, helping make your life easier. I'm Darren Copeland with your traffic. Enid Goldstein next on AM 1150 KNRC.
I'm Stephanie DeLuca with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. We're going to see lots of sun today, just a few clouds, a little breezy, cooler than yesterday. 55 degrees our high, still above our average of 54 by 1 degree. Later on tonight, just a few clouds down to 32. And tomorrow and Wednesday, keeping lots of sun in the forecast with just a few clouds. Near 64 tomorrow, in the 60s for Wednesday. For the Weather Channel, I'm Stephanie DeLuca on AM 1150 KNRC.
Partly cloudy, 42 degrees. KNRC News Time is 12:07. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 12:35 or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
From AM 1150 KNRC, Denver's choice for talk. Now, one of the Mile High City's most compelling talk hosts, Enid Goldstein. The producer is Joe Anderson. Board operations, Jordan Lyles. Now, here's Enid.
12:07, 7 minutes after 12 o'clock. Welcome to the Monday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 3 o'clock. And joining us today is one of our favorite guests, John Lendorf. He is the dining critic for the Rocky Mountain News, and if you saw the paper on Friday, he has a brand new Denver dining guide, and I think his recommendations are excellent. I have gone with clipping in hand to the various restaurants that he has recommended once, you know, not all the time, but once in a while, and he's good. He really tells you what to order, and if you go by what he recommends, I don't think you're going to be disappointed. So I'm delighted to know that he's going to be on with us, and I want to know about all these new restaurants that I haven't had a chance to visit, or new-to-me restaurants. Maybe they've been restaurants that are around. Today we're also going to be giving away one pair of tickets, to the Denver Center Theater Company's production of Blythe Spirit. It's a Noah Coward play. It will take place March 25 at the Space Theater, which is 14th and Curtis. The value of those tickets, $70. So we're going to be doing that sometime in today's broadcast. One pair of tickets, value $70. We're going to be joined this week by Bill McKibben. He was on Bill Moyer's show, and I thought he was a really good guest, so I thought we ought to have him on. He has written a book called Enough, Staying Human in an Engineered Age. Thursday, John Dunning, local, brand new book, The Bookman's Promise. And Friday, film critics Tom DeLappa and Walter Chow from the Madstone Theaters. We're also going to be joined later in the month by David Shipler. He's writing about the American poor, invisible in America. Before I get going, I have a few people I want to thank. First of all, I want to thank Zach Phillips for putting together our entry into the St. Patrick's Day parade on Saturday. Did anybody see us? We were third from the last, which means that we all had to get here really early in the morning, and it was hurry up and wait. So we waited for about 3 hours until we could get in line for our moment, our 15 seconds of fame. But it was really, once we got going, after the waiting was over, which was kind of, was okay, but, you know, we could have been doing other things. But once we got in line for the parade, it was really a lot of fun. And JD, I have to thank JD, our public relations promo person, JD McCartney, because he got me a tiara. Isn't that amazing? He was just great. And I ruined it. He said, you know, put it on your head. Well, it was so sunny, and we were sitting in the sun for 3 hours, that I just thought, I'm wearing a hat, so I put the thing over my hat. Well, it really looked goofy because the combs on the side, you know, they were kind of at an angle. So it looked like a really goofy tiara. But the thing of it is, I'm a pretty goofy person, so I think it was probably a better fit than we realized. But I was just amazed. There were some of you standing on the street corner yelling, Enid, Enid, Enid. And I thought, wow, this is really, I feel like I should... you know, be a rock star or something like that. But thank you very, very much. So that was great. Thanks to all of you. And those of you who actually knew we were there had to have been a pretty hearty band, because guess what? We were practically at the end of the proceedings, third from the bottom. So if anybody was there and you want to comment, we had three convertibles. I was in a restored Mercedes-Benz convertible, 1959, only 3,000 were made. It belongs to Richard Thorpe, who's Billy Thorpe's dad, and Billy is our assistant program director, and also you hear him on the air here, of Billy and Dominic, formerly of Billy and Dominic. And so his dad drove, and it was a really lovely car. It was great. And then we had Steve's wife's Volvo, and then we rented a Mustang. And who was in the Volvo? I think Doug was in the Volvo. Jimmy Lakey was in the Mustang. And what a lot of fun it was. So if you were there, I'd love to have your feedback, because I didn't see, you know, I only saw our part of it and the people who were before us and a little bit behind us. But I really didn't see all the other floats, and there probably were some great entries. So if you want to comment on the St. Patrick's Day parade, it was really fun. I want to comment on a lot of things today. I hardly know where to get going because there's so much going on here. First of all, it looks like here we had the state of Colorado locked up tightly Republican as far as Senate race is concerned, and that was last week, and this week it's really up for grabs, or the week before. So here's what we've got so far. Who we have running is Ken Salazar, Attorney General for the state of Colorado, running for Ben Ninehorse Campbell's Senate seat. And Gail Norton is the latest in a long line of Republicans to say no thank you. Here's the story. They've gone through so many of the men. Now, finally, they're starting to look at the women. But Gail Norton, Lieutenant Governor, says, I'm not going to do it. At least that's what I heard today. One report says she's still mulling over the campaign, but I heard today, just a little while ago, that she's not going to do it. But instead, former U.S. Representative Bob Schaefer launched his bid for Senate, the first major Republican to commit to the race. Jim Nicholson, over the weekend, said that he would not run. He is a former Republican National Committee chairman. So what do you think? 303-382-1150. 303-382-1150. Wide open. And I think Ken Salazar has a chance. And I want to say something else. I want to go on record. Lots can change between now and November. But I think that it might not even be, if things are as they are right now. Now, that's not, assuming that they don't bring in Osama bin Laden. That's assuming we're not hit by another terrorist attack. It's assuming a lot of things. I mean, if the election right now, this minute, I believe that George Bush would lose big, not just close. Everybody's saying it's close. I would say right now he would lose a lot more than people think. It's not as close as people think right now. Now, it could change. And here's what I want to ask you about. I want to ask you about whether you think he's gone negative too quickly, because he has gone negative in a big-time way. 303-382-1150. Now, I have to tell you something else. I've been invited to participate in the Mask Project, and this benefits hospice here in Denver, and I'm a great supporter of hospice. If you don't know what it is, if people are terminal, hospice provides care for them so that you can be in your own home around your family and so on. And I had a friend who was an executive with hospice in Marin County, California, so I began to know more about it at that time and began to know more about it even before that time. But I think that's a very humane way, if somebody is terminal, to do the countdown. So what they have is a mask project, and they have I've been invited to decorate a mask. It's an earthenware mask. A lot of celebrities have been invited to do that, personalities, people around town, and, you know, just regular people, and I was invited only because of KNRC. And I always like to think that I have these urges to be artistic, but all they result in usually is me to go to the art supply store and buy this stuff and never use it because I'm really not so hot at it. But I have these urges of wanting to draw, and I thought, oh, the mask project. Well, of course, I waited till the very last minute. It's due today. And here's my mask. I did all these headlines, these anti-Bush headlines, and I decoupaged them on top. JD's got my mask in there. I should bring it in so I can read from it. And then I had the mouth going out the side saying, outsource Bush is one of the phrases. And then around the side of the mask, which I wrote in my own handwriting, but you have to really put your Eagle Beagle glasses on to see it, is something about the exposed right boob isn't Janet Jackson. It's the exposed right boob in the White House. And then I say, baton twirler, porn star, telemarketer, Dickie needs a new job. And then I've got Flush Rush in there, and I've got all kinds of stuff. So it looks like a lunatic did this thing. I have to tell you, if anybody bids on it, I'm going to be amazed. But I say all that because these are all going to be on display in Cherry Creek, and I was trying to use it as a kind of political, you know, just to show what it is that we do on Enid Live from noon to 3 and so forth. But I am also reading the various papers. I've been watching some of the campaign ads. I've been listening to some of the commentary. And before I heard anybody else's commentary, I was amazed because Bush was really going on the attack again. Oh, here, Joe has brought my mask in. What do you think, Joe? You want to say anything? Does it look as lunatic as I think it does? He thinks it looks fine, but he knows that he's being diplomatic. He knows I might not buy lunch. He thinks it looks terrible. I've got, oh, here it is, outsource Bush, and then it's got my name from noon to 3, and then it says Full Frontal Talk Radio, and then where are my headlines? Bush takes low road of fear, hate, bigotry. Bush won't pull ad showing 9/11 images. Don't you think that's horrible that he uses people? Oh, and he used fake firefighters, not even the real firefighters of 9/11. And you want to know something? He stiffed the firefighters. He promised them money, and then he never came through with it. So this is what you can expect from George W. Dickey Bush. Bush money machine, crooked, obscene, Bush bungler, monster. You know, it's all these headlines that I put together. And so this is my mask, and you'll be seeing it. If they don't think it's too politically obscene and they don't pull it out of the lineup, you'll be seeing it on display. If they don't smash it, Joe says, you'll be seeing it on display at Cherry Creek, wherever these things are going to be on display. And Jordan's cringing in there. He's looking at this mask. It looks like a crazy woman did this mask. Well, you can see it for yourself, okay? You can tell me what you think of it, too. I don't know if anybody's going to bid on the thing. I might have to buy it back myself. 303-382-1150. 303. You know, they show you pictures of other people's masks in the past, and they've had John Denver's mask, which brought the most amount of money. They auction these things off, and the money goes to support hospice. And his brought in $7,000. Now, I don't know if it was posthumous or if it was when he was actually alive or what the story was. And then there's some of these other masks, and some are very creative. And then some famous people, what they do, and I did not do this, though I was tempted. What they do is they usually hire somebody, an artist or somebody, to do it for them. So I was thinking about having friends help me out who are artists. And then I said, you know, this has got to be about, I'll do it myself for good or for ill. So you can decide how ill it is. I'm thinking it's a little on the wacko side, but you can decide. 303-382-1150, 303-382-1150. Okay, let me ask you this question because I'm amazed. And George W. Dickey Bush is going negative very quickly. It means he's on the defensive. It means he is, it means that he's running a little bit scared. And I think he's saying that if a fighter uses too many punches in the beginning, he's kind of punched out by the time, you know, he's too tired and he's punchy and he loses. But I think George W. Bush is doing exactly that. And I think as the president, he could have taken more of a high road. I think this kind of cheapens him. And I'm wondering if you've noticed that and if you feel the same way. 303-382-1150. Do you feel that he's going on the defensive too quickly? Are they going negative too quickly? Do you think it's going to hurt him? Does it make him look like he's just another gutter fighter? People liked him, I think, in the last election more when he was more affable and he was less negative and he seemed like a nicer guy. Will this backfire on him? What are his successes, by the way? We're not hearing that because he doesn't have any successes. And Joe thought this would be a good question to ask because you have a terrorist attack in Spain that has the political party that was supposed to have won the election suddenly didn't because everybody was very anti. In Spain, the preponderance of the citizenry was anti-Spain getting involved with the U.S. and sending troops over. Those troops might now be yanked because there's a whole new government in Spain and not the one that everyone thought was going to win. And it was because of those bombings. It was like the Spanish rose up in a body and said, we don't want to be associated with the United States on this one, on Iraq. So the terrorist attack had the effect in Spain of removing the government that everybody thought was going to be in power. What effect would a terrorist attack have in the United States of America? In other words, what the conventional wisdom is that when you are a war president, when you're under siege, we never switch horses in midstream, that it may very well strengthen Bush as 9/11 strengthened Bush's hand. But I think that so much is different now that if the election were held right now, I can't speak for tomorrow. I don't know what the Bushes have up their sleeves, what nasty, filthy tricks they have up their sleeves. I don't know what happens with Osama bin Laden. I don't know what's going to be down the line. But today, right now, if the election were held, I believe that this might be the first time that what you would call a president who was presiding over a war or however self-inflicted it is, or a terrorist incident, I think that this might be the first time in our history when we would be inclined to change horses in midstream. Texas newspaper did a poll. 60% of Texans, you know, where they don't wait. You steal the death penalty there is used more frequently, I believe, than any other place. You steal a frozen chicken in Texas, and before it's thawed, you have the death penalty and a lethal injection where they alcohol you first so that you don't conk out before they can get you. 60% of Texans believe that the war in Iraq is not being handled properly. They don't like it. 303-382-1150. I think if the election were held the second, Bush would lose in a larger way than we expect. I don't think it's going to be as close as we might think. At least right this second, I don't think it's going to be as close. Bush has no successes to point to. Very few. None that I can think of offhand. 303-382-1150. I'm Ina Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
The name in business is CNBC, and we've got it for you. Listen for hourly updates weekdays exclusively on AM 1150 KNRC.
If you're looking for the best selection of quality pre-owned vehicles, stop by McDonald Automotive Group today, located on Broadway just north of Arapahoe Road. McDonald Automotive, the region's largest selection of certified pre-owned imports.
Money. It burns a hole in your pocket, makes the world go round, and it's the root of all evil. Money matters. But just how much? That's the question a man named William Shakespeare asked himself before writing The Merchant of Venice. Shakespeare's Merchant masterfully examines just what money can do to friends, lovers, and enemies. It's quite a play, still funny and thought-provoking 300 years later. Luckily, The Merchant of Venice plays at the one place in town that will do it justice. The Denver Center Theater Company, with rich costumes, superb acting, and really comfy seats. You get your money's worth. Just be forewarned, tickets are a commodity. Buy your seat today or it's likely to be gone faster than you can say, ka-ching! The Merchant of Venice, only at the Denver Center Theater Company. March 25th through April 24th. Call 303-893-4100 or visit denvercenter.org.
Computers talk in a strange language to us. Then again, so do computer techies. It's hard to find someone who will understand your computer needs. That's why when you're looking for solutions to your computer problems, you're looking for DataTarget.com. At DataTarget.com, you'll find people who target your computer needs in plain English. They'll cater to your problems relating to Microsoft Windows, installation upgrades, email, networking, internet, security, whether it's a business need or personal. You'll find DataTarget.com makes the problem easy to solve. DataTarget.com will be there at your business or home to help rid the frustration of trying to resolve it by yourself or spending hours on the phone with a tech guy who can't even talk. DataTarget.com is affordable, and best of all, your first consultation is absolutely free. DataTarget.com. Call 877-856-1206. That's 877-856-1206. Or log on to www.datatarget.com.
Flush Rush.
Anyone else has to go, do it now. I ain't stopping again.
Middays, the Rush Alternative. Enid Goldstein, noon till 3 on AM 1150 KNRC. People are talking about AM 1150 KNRC.
I work in an office, and I listen to my favorite radio station every day.
I find out everything I need to know about what's going on.
I turn on my radio, I get all the information I need.
Whether it's Iraq or the stock market.
I listen in my car, I listen at work.
When news happens, you guys are on top of it.
You're my new best friend.
Just keep up the great work.
It's what we're here for. Hear both sides talk. AM 1150 KNRC.
When I tune in,
I'm really pleased.
I'm Sue Herrera, CNBC Business Radio. The stock market is lower at this hour, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average off 80 points and the NASDAQ off almost 30. Security fears plaguing Wall Street today as evidence mounts that Al-Qaeda may have been behind the Madrid bombings. Investigators are looking at the possibility of other surprise attacks around the world. General Electric, meanwhile, is increasing its presence in the homeland security arena. GE, the parent company of CNBC, is buying InVision Technologies, a maker of bomb detection systems for airports. The cost of the acquisition, $900 million in cash. Martha Stewart has resigned as chief creative officer and board member of her Living OmniMedia company. The convicted felon will stay on at her media empire in the newly created role of founding editorial director. Imclone Systems, the company at the core of the Stewart case, today reported a narrower fourth quarter loss, but it still missed Wall Street estimates. Sue Herrera, CNBC Business Radio, with the Dow down 82 points.
I'm David Collins, owner of Scout Productions, the small business behind Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. And I'd like to take a moment to thank both of the networks that gave us our start. Our friends in television, who supported us so well, and of course, Open, the small business network from American Express, who gave us a line of credit with no collateral required.
The Open Network gives you the tools to make big things happen. When you have an American Express business card, to apply, call 1-800-605-OPEN.
Application subject to credit review. Terms, conditions, and restrictions apply.
NBC Tonight, he was the first average Joe, and in the end, he was rejected by the beauty, but not by America. Average Joe Adam is back.
He says nice guys finish last.
This time, he gets to choose from tens of thousands of women who wrote in to meet him.
I need love.
Will he go for the looks or follow his heart?
This is going to be fun.
The premiere of Average Joe, Adam returns. This time, he can't lose. After all new episodes of Fear Factor and Las Vegas, NBC Tonight.
The KNIC talk version of American Idol is Saturday nights at 8 p.m.
Miss Independent. Miss, keep your distance.
Oh, that's awful. No, there is no singing involved, but we will be offering new talk show hosts for your review. More live and local talk than any other Denver talk radio station. AM 1150 KNRC.
I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message.
A president sets his agenda for America in the first 100 days. John Kerry's plan? To pay for new government spending, raise taxes by at least $900 billion. On the war on terror, weaken the Patriot Act used to arrest terrorists and protect America, and he wanted to delay defending America until the United Nations approved. John Kerry, wrong on taxes, wrong on defense.
Hi, this is Bill O'Reilly. Join me live every weekday morning from 10 till noon here on AM 1150 KNRC. Now back to Enid Goldstein.
1228 on the Monday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. We just played you, and I hesitate to do it because I hate to give them more publicity, a George W. Bush commercial. in which he says nothing about his accomplishments or what he will do for the country, but he's dissing John Kerry. Is this going to backfire on him, is my question. Is it going negative too quickly? And one of the other things that I wanted to talk to you about, I told you about how the 9/11 footage, first of all, they use fake firefighters and they're not real ones. President Bush, in addition to showing the footage about 9/11 and victims, will never allow you to see the victims of the Iraq War coming back. There's back in the body bags, which are now, in any case, called transfer tubes. He's not allowing that to happen. No footage, no coverage of that is allowed. But he's using footage of victims, and they're fake victims. These firefighters are fake, and they're actors. And beyond that, the other part of this equation is he stiffed the firefighters in terms of the money he promised them. After 9/11, he promised them a bunch of money, and they never got it. Also, this isn't the first place where he's being dishonest. Federal investigators are now scrutinizing TV segments in which the Bush administration paid people to pose as journalists, praising the benefits of the new Medicare law, which could be offered to help elderly Americans with the cost of their prescription medicines. The videos are intended for use on local TV news programs, and I'm going to tell you about a dirty little secret called VNRs, video news releases, and a lot of newsrooms use them. A lot of people are in the business of creating video news releases. And those are, and what they are is they're just video flacks. They're just video PR agents. They are, instead of writing it out and sending it to newspapers, and by the way, you're considered not much of a journalist if all you're doing is working off the press release. But this is all done in a video fashion. They're called video news releases. And a lot of newsrooms use them, and it was the Bush administration putting them out. In addition to this piece of fakery that's going down, we also have another piece of fakery in which a head actuary was told that he was going to be fired, and there's an investigation being launched on this one. He was told that he was going to be fired if he answered Congress people's questions honestly about what the new Medicare reforms were actually going to cost. They knew that it was going to cost a fortune. And they did not want, even conservative Republicans said, if it goes past a certain figure, we're not going to vote for it. They knew it was going to go past that figure, and they prevented the head actuary from sharing any of this information when there were congressional requests for it. He was threatened with being fired. This now is under review, and there is an investigation. 303-382-1150. 303-382-1150.
Ozzie, on a cell. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Enid. This is Ozzie. I wanted to make a comment and then ask you a question. Maybe you can help me out. As far as the Spanish election, if a terrorist attack happens here in the United States, I think it would definitely strengthen Bush's hand because in terms of handling terrorists, Bush is a known quantity. As far as what Kerry would do, people don't know. We know he's a little soft on defense, so... from my standpoint as a Republican,
why do you call him soft on defense? This is a guy who fought heroically and bravely and was decorated for it, and Bush didn't even go. So
no,
of the two of
right.
them, he's got the better record in that respect.
No, I absolutely agree with you there, and I absolutely respect Kerry for being, he's of my era. You know, I miss Vietnam because of the draft, just had a high number. So I, you know, the liberties that we have are due to guys like him, and, you know, three cheers for him.
Right.
But I don't know what his stance is. You know, he might be, when I say soft on defense, I mean he might cut back defense. He might lead the country to do what the Spaniards have done. Now, I'm of Spanish descent, and I must have gained the cojones gene because I would not have done what they've done in light of that massive tragedy. I think this is exactly what the terrorists wanted. And
they did not. The Spanish public was never. It was only the Spanish Prime Minister who allied himself with President Bush in the United States. But the Spanish public was adamantly not in favor of it. And these blasts, this act of terrorism, pushed everybody over the edge. That was it. That was it. They spoke very firmly. And the question is now whether or not the Spanish troops that are in Iraq, whether they will be pulled out of Iraq.
Probably won't last. You could be right on that. Let me ask you a question. I don't think it's too much off topic, but it's got to do with the upcoming election.
Mm-hmm.
I plead ignorance in that I don't understand what are the compelling tax laws that make corporate America outsource work to foreign countries. Now, I was recently offered a position in Nigeria at a liquefied natural gas facility, and my first $80,000 would have been tax-free. Now, I suspect there are incentives like that for corporate America. So what I'd like to
I don't know about those incentives, though. There may be tax incentives. I can't speak to that, Ozzie, but I can tell you that the reason they want to outsource so much work is because they can, the labor costs are so much cheaper in these other countries. A salary that they would have to pay of $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 for call center employees, they can hire people who do, in their view, just as good a job at $3,000 and $4,000 or $6,000 or $7,000 a month.
You're right. It's 1/6 the cost.
Or a year. I forget what it is. It's
Taiwan.
Yeah.
But the initial setup cost. There has to be a tax advantage because it's not cheap to set it up. And you got to have a return on investment, which is going to take X amount of years. So during that period, there's got to be some...
Call your senator. Call Ben Nyhorst Campbell's office and make him do a little work before he exits for good and find out what the tax laws are and see what the office tells you.
Before I get off, the reason I asked you was because I know I heard that Kerry was going to change the tax laws to make it less attractive to go outsourcing, and I don't know what those laws are.
I want to say something. There was a good column today, David Broder in the New York Times, and or somewhere, I forget now, or maybe it was yesterday in the Post, I don't remember, but this is a first recovery where the economy is beginning to bounce back, but no new jobs are created. Or I like the Jay Leno line, which is George W. Bush has created more gay marriages than he has jobs. So you've got not much in the way of jobs creation, but the economy is bouncing back. And ultimately, you cannot go for long in this situation. People have to have work and they have to have income. And if there are no jobs here, this country, this economy will ultimately collapse. There has to be a way for all of us to be put to work to keep this ship afloat. And what is being proposed by some of the Democrats is a little bit like the WPA that was done in the Depression, where people worked. Some people cleared land. Other people were in charge of street cleaning. Other people did this. There's a lot of work in the society that needs to be accomplished. Somebody has to do it. And people can't live in this country and buy food for their families, pay the rent, buy a house, just get along in life if they don't have an income. How are they going to do it? How does the country sustain itself if everything is ultimately outsourced?
No, you're right. And I'm a victim of that, and I've had to re-engineer my income-generating capability.
What were you doing?
I started a call center I'm a high-tech professional. You and I talked.
Oh, yes, I remember. You said you started a call center, and then what happened? You got outsourced out?
Well, no, I left with the dot-com boom, and then I was, in New York. I saw 9/11, and that December I got let go because the company was headquartered in New Jersey, and they wanted to keep employees there. So I was commuting weekly to New Jersey. So when I got let go, I'm now a web designer and work with the real estate industry doing virtual tours and so on for them. So, I'm managing, but I've had a struggle, and, now I do marketing, sales.
Are you going to take this job in Nigeria?
No. I checked with the State Department and the security services of the United States, and the travel warnings are really bad for Nigeria.
So they're saying, so you would be a target there.
Yeah, kidnappings and so on, I'd be a big target.
So you'd have the job, but you might not live to enjoy it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's good news, bad news, Ozzie. We're going to have to take a break, a news break now. I thank you for the call.
Okay,
thanks for your comments, too. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Monday edition of Enid Live. And my question is Bush going negative too quickly? If the election were held this very second, who do you think would win? Might this be, assuming that there are no more terrorist attacks, might this be the first time in our history that actually we will change horses in midstream, even though we've got this Iraq situation going on? 60% of Texans, the president's home state, do not approve of the way the war is being handled. And finally, the president lied again. More lies. These videos that have that newsrooms have used, video news releases, they are all under investigation. Federal investigators are looking at them because they were actors saying how great this new Medicare law is going to be. Did you watch 60 Minutes and how the drug industry's got its hooks into the administration and how the rest of us are suffering as a result? Not allowed to use the vast purchasing power of the U.S. government to negotiate lower drug fees. We're waging this war on drugs, but you know what? It's become a war on seniors. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC. 12:39, time to check into the KNRC newsroom for an update from Tim McLaughlin. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Enid. Good afternoon. Partly cloudy, 44 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin. This report brought to you by Quest. Former U.S. Representative Bob Schaefer has officially thrown his hat in the ring for the Republican nomination for the U.S. Senate seat that Ben Nighthorse Campbell is leaving at the end of his current term. Schaefer becomes the first Republican to officially announce his candidacy. Englewood police are investigating a sexual assault against a 23-year-old woman yesterday. The woman was waiting for a bus on South Broadway, but instead accepted a ride from a man who immediately requested sex. After she refused, he assaulted her and pushed her out of the vehicle. Police say the suspect is Hispanic in his late 20s to early 30s, medium build, with short black hair. His car is described as a late 90s red four-door sedan. About 200 people are holding a rally this afternoon at the City and County Building in downtown Denver in support of a tent city to house some of Denver's homeless. The rally continues until about 2 this afternoon. For choice and flexibility, get Quest Choice Home Phone and Long Distance. More features and 5 cents a minute long distance make Quest the choice for Colorado. 1-866-4BEST4U or Quest.com. Restrictions apply. Traffic and your exclusive Weather Channel forecast are up next. KNRC News Time is 12:40.
Being able to wake up every morning with Allison is kind of like having a sleepover with your best friend.
I love my husband. We have so much fun. We do everything together.
Imagine having the companionship of a best friend, the passion of true love, and a shared view of the most important things in life, all in one person. That kind of relationship would be something special, wouldn't it? Well, at eHarmony.com, these are exactly the kinds of relationships that result when couples are matched based on 29 dimensions of compatibility.
It is beyond joy to be able to come home to someone who really loves you.
Being seen and loved by that one person in the world with whom you are meant to be. At eHarmony.com, we don't think that's too much to ask for.
I cannot imagine life without Allison.
That's why if you're looking for your soulmate, check out eHarmony.com and see if it feels comfortable to you. Do it now and get your $40 personality profile free. eHarmony.com, because it shouldn't take a lifetime to find the love of your life.
KNRC News Time is 12:41. Time to go to Darren Copeland now in the KNRC Traffic Center.
This traffic report brought to you by Caldwell Banker Residential Brokerage. I-70 on the elevated portion on the east side. Seeing a spilt load of some sort. It's not really a problem for traffic, but it could be a hazard for you. We do have wet and icy roads up in the high country, and Loveland Pass is on restrictions for big rigs. Make sure you put chains on. When you buy a home with Caldwell Banker Residential Brokerage, stress won't be a closing cost. To experience stress-free house hunting for yourself, visit ColoradoHomes.com. I'm Darren Copeland with your traffic. You can hear Doug Kell at afternoon 3 to 6 on AM 1150 KNRC.
I'm Stephanie DeLuca with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. We're going to see lots of sun today, just a few clouds, a little breezy, cooler than yesterday. 55 degrees our high, still above our average of 54 by 1 degree. Later on tonight, just a few clouds down to 32. And tomorrow and Wednesday, keeping lots of sun in the forecast with just a few clouds. Near 64 tomorrow, in the 60s for Wednesday. For the Weather Channel, I'm Stephanie DeLuca on AM 1150 KNRC.
It's partly cloudy, 44 degrees. KNRC News Time is 12:42. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 1 o'clock or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hey, Mary, what you doing?
I'm declaring my independence. I'm switching my internet access to ProLink.
I didn't know you played golf. Where do you play?
Golf? Are you kidding? I couldn't tell a golf ball from a disco ball.
Well, didn't you say ProLink?
Yeah, but ProLink isn't about golf. It's about DSL, dial-up, and all that, you know, internet access.
I've never heard of ProLink.
They're an ISP. They offer the same high-quality internet access as the big guys, but without the poor service and annoying advertisements.
Is their connection fast?
Sure. Their DSL taps directly into large networks, just like the big guys. And they're giving me two free months of internet access.
Well, that settles it. I'm switching to ProLinks. How do I get connected?
Call them at 303-972-3218 and they'll get you squared away. That number again is 303-972-3218. Mention this ad and get your first 2 months of high-speed internet access for free. That number again is 303-972-3218. You'll be glad you did.
DSL cross-connector installation fees are not included. Not available in all areas.
Welcome, listeners of KOA, KHOW, and KNUS. We're glad to have you with us.
Thank you.
You said you wanted a fun, entertaining talk station. Here it is.
Here it is.
Our talk hosts welcome opposing views. They aren't old and angry, and they love Denver just like you. A positive talk radio station. Jimmy Lakey, Enid Goldstein, and Doug Kellett, along with famous national hosts like Bill O'Reilly, Michael Reagan, Lionel, and Alan Colmes. A great weekday talk lineup, exclusively on AM 1150 KNIC. Denver is the third worst traffic city in America.
Traffic.
But we make it easier with Lalani Larson mornings and Darren Copeland afternoons.
It's too good to be true.
Listen to their traffic reports at least four times an hour on AM 1150 KNRC. You're listening to the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC.
You could just smoke a joint instead.
Here again, Enid Goldstein.
What was that apropos of? 12:44 on the Monday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. We're talking about, first of all, we're going to have John Lendar from the Rocky Mountain News. He's got his brand new dining guide that came out Friday, and he's great. His recommendations so far, the ones that I have followed, I have been very pleased with, and I thought it was hilarious that he gave the Palm a D and Josephina a D-. In Larimer Square, and, you know, these places that serve gelatinous sauces. But anyway, I want to talk to him about where we could eat and where we can eat if we're on a budget and where are some good joints to eat in, because I like those places a lot. I particularly like good Chinese. I like good Asian food, too. So we'll have a lot of good, we'll be in foodie heaven in the 2 o'clock hour. He'll be joining us. And also, we're giving away tickets to Blythe Spirit. It's going to take place on March 25, and somewhere in the program, we're going to give away a pair of tickets to Blythe Spirit at the Denver Center for the Performing Arts, the Space Theater, 14th and Curtis, and those tickets are worth $70. So somewhere, if you're lucky, you'll win. We're talking about whether or not Bush has gone negative too quickly, and if the election were held this second, this is just gut feeling, intuitive. I feel that Bush would lose, and he would lose by a lot bigger margin than many people think. Many people think that the race is very close. Now, maybe I'm just living in an insular bag with a bag over my head, and I don't get how many people are in love with George W. Bush in spite of his horrible record as president. But I think if the election were held right now, he would lose in a big way. 303-382-1115, that would be the first time we would actually change horses in midstream when we're in a war situation where the American people would vote out a president who had been presiding over the self-inflicted war. Larry, in Highlands Ranch. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, this is Larry. Hi, you, Enid?
I'm doing well, Larry.
Well, I'd like to comment about whether he's going negative too soon.
Mm-hmm.
I think this guy or this administration is really a one-issue administration, and they're really just basically using fear, uncertainty, and doubt to keep people afraid of looking at the real issues that are facing the country today. The problem is they do it very well. They have a lot of money. They're well-financed, and I think he's going to be tough to beat when it comes right down to it in November. I would love to see him out of there for sure, but it's going to be a
tougher
battle.
So you think maybe I'm not right? You think it's going to be a tougher battle than I'm willing to concede right now?
Well, I think in the long run, all of that money he has will make a big difference. I think people are afraid. You know, he's going to use 9/11 as much as he possibly can, and a lot of people are just very concerned about that. However, if you can really face him on the real issues, what's going on with the country, the outsourcing and everything else, I think that maybe he would be vulnerable. But if that's going to happen, it's certainly not going to be because Kerry's got a lot of money to raise those issues over and over again.
Well, what do you think about the whole issue of bolstering the security of our train system, our rail system in this country, given what has just happened in Spain?
Well, I think there's a lot of places that it was promised where the Homeland Security would do a lot of things to basically build out all of our security or weaknesses areas. I haven't really seen that happening anywhere other than the airlines, have you?
No, and I think it's here's what I was thinking over the weekend. This horrible tragedy that happened in Spain, and they will probably try and bolster their security the way we did with airline travel.
Mm-hmm.
But I would hate to see this country turn into an armed camp. And I hate to sound cynical as I know this is going to sound, but we've already made airplane going to airports horrible. I don't know if lightning strikes twice. That would be a question I would have. I hate to give in to the terrorists so that we're all living behind bars, and I don't think it's possible to shore up the security of this country to that extent without turning it into an armed camp. So I think you just leave it alone, try to be more vigilant, maybe put some reforms in place, some security measures in place, and they lost 189 people. Each one of those was a horrible tragedy, but out of a larger population, 189 people is not proportionately, is not, you know, the risk benefit is, the likelihood it's going to happen is not that great, is what I guess I'm trying to say.
Well, and you're absolutely right. It's how much time and effort are we going to devote to all of that and not deal with the real issues that are facing the country. In the long run, I am more afraid of a bad economy being out of work than I am the terrorists.
Well, I think that they have acted, I think this administration has acted exactly like terrorists and thugs in creating the bad economy. And Larry, I thank you for the call. So I'm getting emails from some of you saying you think I'm right. But the question is Bush going too negative too quickly? And in going that negative, doesn't he look like a gutter political fighter rather than having the luster of the presidency surrounding him? That's what I really thought when I saw him really going after Kerry. It struck me that he sounded like he was scared, that he's defensive, that's why he's being so tough. And I think when he's taking the low road like that and doing political gutter sniping, that it takes away from him being presidential. This just in, the Army appears to have inappropriately deployed soldiers to Iraq who are already diagnosed with mental problems. And this is according to documents that were obtained by the UPI, United Press International, more than two dozen suicides by U.S. troops in Iraq and hundreds of medical evaluations for psychiatric problems have raised concerns about the mental health of soldiers in Operation Iraqi Freedom. An Army Medical Department after action report obtained by the United Press suggests that the Army sent some soldiers to war who were mentally unfit in the first place. So isn't this amazing? And so we know that there have been suicides. We know that people have gone AWOL. There's one soldier who served in Iraq, and he did not go back. And he's going to test the whole theory of being a conscientious objector. He says he's not going back. He thinks the war is morally wrong, and I guess he's going to face some legal action. Support for the war in Iraq eroded significantly in President Bush's home state since the conflict started almost a year ago, with nearly 60% of Texans registering disapproval with the way things are going. This is according to a statewide survey. The latest Scripps Howard Texas poll shows that while a majority of Texans still stand behind the president in his overall handling of the war, they are increasingly uncertain about instability in Iraq and the length of the U.S. occupation. Now remember, we're going to turn everything over in June to the United Nations or whoever else we can get to take Iraq off of our hands. And nobody knows exactly what the handoff is going to consist of, what's going to happen. It's just that we want to get out as quickly as we possibly can. So I wonder if we will have done anything very worthwhile there. 303-382-1150. I'm Ina Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
Libs lover.
True love is the greatest thing in the world.
Conservatives hater.
Ignoramus.
We have absolutely nothing in common.
And we all know her. Ina Goldstein on AM 1150 KNRC.
Break free from Quest with your new choice in local phone service. Liberty Bell Telecom. Better service, cheaper rates. Keep your current numbers. LibertyBellTelecom.com.
First, I worked as a lumberjack. I just couldn't hack it, so they gave me the axe. Now I'm working in a deli, and I just can't cut the mustard.
Are you in a dead-end job or looking for a new career? Hi, my name is Jan Dion, clinical nurse specialist and part owner of Medical Massage Therapy and Associates. In just 8 months, you can become a certified massage therapist at our Medical Massage Therapy School. This is a career that's in demand. A certified massage therapist can make up to $25,000 a year right after graduation. We guarantee individual attention with a 1-to-6 student-to-teacher ratio. The hands-on clinical experience we offer will prepare you for this exciting new career. Our next class begins April 5th, so call today at 303-316-8222. The space is limited, so don't wait. Call Medical Massage Therapy and Associates School of Massage at 303-316-8222 or go to our website at mmta.info.
Can't figure out why you're not sleeping well? Maybe the trouble is in your bed. Conventional mattresses create pressure points that make you toss and turn. But now there's a bed guaranteed to give you a better night's sleep. It's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. The Tempur-Pedic mattress reduces the pressure points that make you toss and turn. So get a great night's sleep, guaranteed. Call Tempur-Pedic now for a free video and sample at 1-800-645-0707. That's 1-800-645-0707.
I'm David Collins, owner of Scout Productions, the small business behind Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. And I'd like to take a moment to thank both of the networks that gave us our start. Our friends in television, who supported us so well, and of course Open, the small business network from American Express, who gave us a line of credit with no collateral required. The Open Network gives you the tools to make big things happen. When you have an American Express business card, to apply, call 1-800-605-OPEN. Application subject to credit review. Terms, conditions, and restrictions apply.
The KNRC Community Commitment.
The Denver Lyric Opera Guild is celebrating its 20th year, and you're invited to attend the annual finals competition judged by prominent leaders in the opera world. The Denver Lyric Opera Guild has awarded over $500,000 in scholarships to aspiring young Colorado singers. The final competition is free and open to the public on March 20th, 7 p.m. at Hamilton Hall in the University of Denver Newman Center. Join the Denver Lyric Opera Guild and hear some of the finest young singers in Colorado.
Management at AM 1150 KNRC had been listening to the Doug Kellett Show played backwards, looking for hidden subliminal messages. Here's what they found.
John Kerry would make a great president.
Find out what he says for yourself weekdays at 3, exclusively on AM 1150 KNRC. Talk to Jimmy Lakey.
Okay, let's go to the phones. We've got some winners. Here's what I need you to do. You got to tell me who you switched from and why. Marie in Denver, she's won a gift pack. Marie, welcome to the program. Who'd you switch from and why?
I switched from KOA, and I just like a different perspective, and you guys furnish that.
Let's go to Tracy. Tracy, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hi, who'd you switch from and why?
Hey, Hal.
How come?
I get tired of hearing him talk about the same thing every single morning.
Jimmy Lakey, weekday mornings at 6 on AM 1150 KNRC. Whether it is left wing or right wing, we often talk about the West Wing.
Can someone talk to me?
Great talk shows make great talk radio. Hear both sides on AM 1150 KIC.
Thank you for listening.
Hi, I'm Doug Kellett. Join me weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 here on AM 1150 KNRC. Now back to Enid Goldstein.
12:56 on the Monday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. We'll be joined in the 2 o'clock hour by Rocky Mountain dining critic John Lindorf. All the best finds, the best places to get a good meal, expensive, moderate, and cheap, which is what we love. We love these little joints, these little hole-in-the-wall places that have great food. And but it's also fun to go to a fancy place, too, once in a while, especially if you have an event to celebrate. We're also going to be giving away tickets to the Noel Coward play Blythe Spirit. And those tickets are worth one pair. We're giving away worth $70, and we'll be doing that shortly. We've been talking a lot of politics, and there's more to talk about. But there's other news as well. First of all, U.S. gas prices have hit a record high. And I wonder if that by itself would be enough to – in California, it's almost $3 a gallon in some parts of California. Here I notice the prices have gone up, I don't know, a bit, 20 cents or so, I think I noticed. Martha Stewart has quit the company board. She's resigned from the board of the company that she founded. She's given up her positions as director and chief creative officer, but she will still retain a role as, quote, founding editorial director. What do you think will happen to the company? I actually think that in her case, this is just, again, a gut feeling, so two gut feelings today. In her case, I believe that the company can do okay, even though she may be going off to the pokey for a while. I think that people, in her case, I don't think it's going to stop anybody going from Kmart to buy a Martha Stewart bowl, a towel, whatever. Would it stop you? I think her company will survive. I think in some ways it appears to be a fairly strong company. She, however, was so closely identified with it that everybody's biting their fingernails. I think they're going to prove that they're going to do okay without her or taking, you know, or distancing themselves from her, that the company will survive. 303-382-1150, just like I feel like if the election were held right now this second, George W. Bush might not fare so well. He might lose, and he might lose big. Not, you know, maybe not huge, but I don't know if it's close right this second, as everybody seems to believe it is. I think a lot of a slow burn is happening in this country as people realize that they're being lied to left and right, that the Pentagon is still paying those liars and fakers, the Chalabi people, the Iraqis who wanted to put themselves into power. Their information was considered complete fabrication. It was largely useless, and they're still getting $350,000 a month by the Pentagon. It turns out that all these laudatory TV pharmacists and everybody talking about how great this prescription drug Medicare drug benefit is, it was all BS. It was all actors. It was video news releases, so there's a lot of lies there. Turns out that the chief actuary who handles the Medicare issues was threatened with losing his job if he gave actual answers to Congress about what this prescription drug benefit would actually cost, and that is under investigation. And did anybody find any weapons of mass destruction anywhere? Look under your armpits. Let's just see if there's anything there. Ooh, phew. Whew, whiff, whiff of bad news. A whiff, an odor of bad news. So I don't know. I think this administration's on the ropes. That's what I'm hoping for. Two more hours of Enid right here on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hear both sides talk. AM 1150 KNRC. Englewood, Denver. Enid Goldstein continues straight ahead. It's 1 o'clock.
NBC News Radio, I'm Chris Jansing. Spanish officials are reportedly focusing on one of the Moroccans arrested in connection with last week's deadly train bombing in Madrid. They want to see if he may be part of an international terrorist network that could have ties to Al-Qaeda. Meantime, NBC's Tom Costello in Madrid says Spain's ruling party lost national elections in large part because of its support of the U.S.-led war in Iraq.
They were thoroughly defeated last night. The new incoming socialist prime minister is talking now about withdrawing 1,300 Spanish troops, we think, by the end of June.
He wants control of Iraq handed over to the U.N. President Bush phoned the new Spanish leader to congratulate him, but the White House says the threatened withdrawal was not a topic. Another deadly day in Iraq, this time for American civilians working there. The U.S. military says three of them were killed and two wounded in a drive-by shooting in the northern part of the country. Guerrillas have been going after so-called soft targets recently because they're easier to hit than U.S. troops. I'm Chris Jansing, NBC News Radio.
So what's the sexiest movie moment? Brad Pitt and Thelma and Louise.
The man can get naked anytime, and it's okay with me.
Oh, he is so hot.
How about Sharon Stone and Basic Instinct?
Now that was sexy.
Bravo's turning you on to the big screen's sexiest scenes with a climactic countdown.
Oh, yeah.
Best enjoyed in the privacy of your living room. The sexiest moment in film, a three-part original series. Tonight at 8, 7 Central, only on Bravo.
Look at this one, Dad. Like new, best offer.
No, honey, that's a private owner. I'd feel better if we went to a Ford dealer for a quality check certified pre-owned Ford.
Certified?
Yep. 115 points of inspection and 6-year, 75,000-mile powertrain limited warranty coverage.
Oh, we can't get that from a private owner.
Or roadside assistance and 3.9% financing.
You're right, Dad. If it's not certified, it's just used.
Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. Take delivery from dealer stock by March 31st, 04. See dealer for warranty details or visit FordCBO.com.
Soon to be the most listened to station in Colorado.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome.
What the devil is that gosling noise?
Hear both sides talk on AM 1150 KNRC.
Good afternoon. Partly cloudy, 45 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin. This report brought to you by TV Guide. It's official. Former Congressman Bob Schaefer is running for the U.S. Senate, and the odds are good he'll get the Republican nomination.
I am unaware of any other Republican who is considering running right now.
Lieutenant Governor Jane Norton is the latest member of the GOP to say no thanks. Schaefer becomes the only Republican to announce his intention to seek the seat that Ben Nighthorse Campbell is leaving when his current term ends. Meanwhile, New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson was in Colorado
over the weekend to throw his support behind Colorado Attorney General Ken Salazar, who's running for U.S. Senate on the Democratic slate. They were at a fundraiser for the Colorado Democratic Party Saturday night in Denver, where Salazar received the Colorado Democrat of the Year award. Englewood police are investigating a sexual assault that occurred early yesterday morning. Detective Perry Shellpfeffer says the incident occurred in the 3900 block of South Broadway not long after midnight. A 23-year-old woman waiting for the bus decided instead to accept a ride from a man who immediately requested sex. When she refused, he assaulted her, then pushed her out of the vehicle. He's described as Hispanic, late 20s to early 30s, medium build, short black hair, and he was wearing a white and black shirt. His car is described as a late 90s red four-door sedan. The Denver Tent City Initiative took its case to the streets with a rally in front of the city and county building in downtown Denver today. Entertainment was provided by a band of homeless musicians. However, the initiative, including co-organizer Tony Robinson, says the need for tent cities around town is quite serious.
We believe there should be one spot of land where people can sleep without being harassed by police and without being harassed by the city, where they can be safe, where they can regulate their environment, where it can be clean and sanitary, and that that's a human and moral right.
Robinson says his group has a number of tent city sites in mind and that each could hold up to about 100 people per night. He adds that he expects opposition from the Mayor's Commission on the Homeless, which could consider the matter as soon as tomorrow. In sports, no games for either the Colorado Avalanche or the Denver Nuggets tonight. Avs head to Montreal tomorrow night, while the Nuggets get back to work Wednesday night in Boston. Preseason baseball action continues for the Colorado Rockies today as they play the Chicago White Sox. That game just getting underway in Arizona. Rocks beat the Chicago Cubs 7-2 yesterday. What's on TV tonight? TV Guide Channel knows. Watch the all-new series What's On and find what's new, what's best, and what's next on TV. Tonight, only on TV Guide Channel. Traffic and your exclusive Weather Channel forecast are up next. KNRC News Time is 105.
Get up close and personal with the Colorado Symphony in the only concert hall in America where the music literally becomes the center of attraction. The CSO is offering KNRC listeners 20% off tickets in the Parquet and Mezzanine 1 sections of Betcher Concert Hall for all Masterworks and Super Pops performances. These seats put you practically in the middle of the orchestra. You can watch the conductor's every move and hear the majesty and force of the music build before you. Celebrate St. Patrick's Day with legendary flutist James Galway and conductor Marin Alsop on Tuesday, March 16th at Betcher Concert Hall. Tickets start at $20. Tickets available at all King Super's Tickets West outlets and online at www.coloradosymphony.org. And to get up close and personal with the CSO, call 303-893-4100. That's 303-893-4100 for your KNRC listener offer. The Colorado Symphony Orchestra, the sound of your life.
KNRC News Time is 106. Time to go to Darren Copeland now in the KNRC Traffic Center.
This traffic report is a service of Alaska Airlines. Still trying to get the bale of hay out of the way. Southbound I-25 just after Alameda, backing things up to 6th Avenue. Southbound Santa Fe right at is C-470. Watch for an accident, as well as Wadsworth and Bowles. Alaska Airlines is proud to announce Common Sense fares, cheaper, simpler, and with fewer restrictions across the board. Just not the dart variety. Visit AlaskaAir.com for more information. I'm Darren Copeland with your traffic. You can hear the Radio Factor with Bill O'Reilly weekdays at 10 on AM 1150 KNRC.
I'm Valerie Seagraves with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. Partly cloudy and windy through the afternoon with a few flurries or snow showers still showing up here and there. Topping out around 54 for the high. It'll be breezy tonight, mainly clear with a low of 32. A little milder tomorrow with a high around 60. And on Wednesday, partly cloudy with highs in the low 60s. For the Weather Channel, I'm Valerie Seagraves on AM 1150 KNRC.
It's partly cloudy, 45 degrees. KNRC News Time is 107. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 1:35 or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
From AM 1150 KNRC, Denver's choice for talk. Now, one of the Mile High City's most compelling talk hosts, Enid Goldstein. The producer is Joe Anderson. Board operations, Jordan Lyles. Now, here's Enid.
107, 7 minutes after one. What is the day today besides the Monday edition of Enid Live? It is the Ides of March, March 15th. Remember that? Oh, be careful, the Ides of March. I want to put together a bunch of things, and there are lots of things that I want to talk about also. So it's a potpourri today, lots of things that we didn't have a chance to talk about on Friday because we did the show live from the Denver Press Club. First of all, the Democrats are demanding an inquiry into a charge by this Medicare officer that I'm talking about. They are calling for an investigation of charges that the Bush administration threatened to fire a top Medicare official if he gave data to Congress showing that the high costs of hotly contested Medicare legislation, showing what they would be. The official is a guy named Richard Foster. He is the chief actuary of the Medicare program. He said he had been formally told not to provide the information to Congress. Moreover, he said he was told that the consequences of insubordination would be very severe. In other words, he'd be fired. So he knew what it was going to cost, the Medicare, the drug prescription benefit, and he was ordered not to share that information with Congress, which he had always done in the past. Then you have these ads that were run, or these meant to convey to viewers that this is actual footage, when in fact these were actors, actresses, video news releases, the video equivalent of a press release, of a paper press release, given to TV stations. A lot of the lazy stations ran them, and it turns out that there is a federal inquiry because they were actors, actresses, people pretending to be pharmacists saying how great this prescription Medicare benefit is. So this is coming under scrutiny. You have no weapons of mass destruction, a war that was sold on false pretexts, and today there was a USA Today was reporting an investigation because you have, in the strongest possible terms, you have these, let's see if I can find it here. Here it is. This is a Senator's report, false to CIA on Iraq. A classified Senate investigative report says U.S. intelligence agencies turned vague, incomplete information into firm warnings about the threat posed by Iraqi weapons of mass destruction. So in every way, there has been lying to the American public. And when you're looking at a tax cut, actually, this Bush tax cut is costing you money because cities and states are so strapped for monies that you're being dinged in that respect. Your taxes, your tuition for sending your kids to school, all of that is rising. So here you have a regime that no matter which aspect of it you look into has been deceptive. They've outright lied to us. What about that? Are people going to finally connect the dots? Kerry could really go to town on that one, I think. 303-382-1150. Then you have a university president accused of plagiarism. This I find very interesting. So here you have an administration that pledges itself to high ideals, but it lies to us, right? Remember, they're going to restore honor and dignity to the White House? And lies too, I guess. And now you have a university president, Central Connecticut State University. He is accused of plagiarism 2 years after his arrest on charges that he impersonated a police officer. How does he keep his job as president? The president of Central Connecticut State University is scheduled to appear before university trustees next week to respond to allegations that he committed plagiarism in a newspaper opinion article. So here is a college president who is alleged to have cheated and plagiarize somebody else's work in order to write a newspaper column. He's apparently not even equipped to write his own newspaper column. And 2 years earlier, he was arrested on charges that he impersonated a police officer. So here's a man running a university who clearly seems to me to be a liar. You have a regime in Washington lying. Where do you see that people are living up to the ideals of this country? Exactly where is that happening? Another piece of news here that I want to bring you up to speed on, and that is Jim Turney. This is the cop who shot Paul Childs. He threatened his mother-in-law, former mother-in-law in Iowa, but he's no longer facing criminal charges in Iowa for allegedly phoning his former mother-in-law last summer to threaten to kill her. Just a friendly little phone call, I guess. The alleged threat came the day before Turney shot and killed 14-year-old Paul Childs in northeast Denver, setting off neighborhood protests and spurring the mayor to roll out what he called the most comprehensive package of police reforms in the city's history. Iowa prosecutors in January agreed to drop the misdemeanor harassment charges against Turney in exchange for his promise not to have any contact with his former mother-in-law for 5 years. We did that without Turney entering a plea. He didn't admit to any wrongdoing, just basically agreed to have no contact at all with the victim for a period of 5 years. If Turney had been found guilty of the misdemeanor charge, he could have lost his state certification to be a police officer. So it was in his interest to get that thing gone away. you may want to comment. The mayor is going to have to make some kind of a call on this thing, whether he does it directly or whether he does it through people. But Jim Turney has got to go. He cannot remain on the police force. And I don't think the Denver police force can it afford to have somebody like James Turney there off the streets and simply being a desk clerk of some sort at his salary, whatever that salary may be. 303-382-1150. Also, I see a front page story today in the Denver Post that catches my attention. Here's a widow. Her name is Sarah Smith. Her husband has been dead for more than a year, but she still has the things that he left behind. He was 37 when he died in February a year ago of a cancer so rare that many medical books don't even describe it. She has made one little change to the Snowmass condo that they shared for a year. She leaves the TV blaring when she heads off to work every morning to avoid the silence when she comes home to what was supposed to be her honeymoon cottage. But in a few months, the too quiet home, the Denver Post is reporting, will be the least of Sarah Smith's concern. Her mission is to keep her husband alive, not only in spirit, but in tangible form. She is doing this 16 or 17 months after his death by, are you ready for this one? Giving birth to his twin sons. She managed to talk the doctor. He froze his sperm. Maybe let's see. Why was his sperm frozen? Oh, I think they milked him after he died. I think they milked the sperm. Maybe he banked it. I'm getting this confused with somebody else. Because this woman was able to provide proof, a note or whatever, that her husband wanted children after he died, this woman got a doctor to implant his sperm. So the sperm is from a man who has been dead, and he's been dead for about a year. She is, for her own, not willing to say goodbye to her husband, and I don't want to seem cruel about this, but I think it's not fair to the twins she's bringing into the world. She knows from the start that they are not going to have a dad. She brought him into the world because she couldn't bear to say goodbye to her husband. And it sounds to me like these are narcissistic and selfish reasons for bringing twins into the world from the frozen sperm of her dead husband. Now, she said this is her only chance to have kids. She is believed to be the first impregnated by a Colorado doctor using sperm from a man who has since died, because most doctors won't do it. She provided a note from her now dead husband saying that this was his wish. She said, I will have relationships, but I will never walk down the aisle with anyone. Eric is my husband. Well, you know what? Never say never. Things can happen. You can't imagine it now. You're not over the grief, but things can change. So she gets herself impregnated, gets the doctor to do it, and she is going to give birth to twins. I think this is not fair to the twins. I think this is really wrong. And I think this is a case where our ability to engineer, to bioengineering, whatever you want to call it, outstrips our ability to handle the ethics of the situation. 303-382-1150. Is she being selfish by wanting to keep her husband's memory alive? And now she doesn't have to be alone again. And now she can have a remnant of her husband. And particularly if one or both of the children bear some resemblance physically to the way the husband looks. 303-382-1150. 303-382-1150. What's your take on this one? I think it's not fair to the kids. She deprives them of a father from the get-go. And then you have a woman who was charged with murder because she would not have a C-section. She had twins. One of the babies was stillborn and died, of course. The other survived and has been adopted. But she is charged with murder because she would not have a C-section, and this was in Utah, Salt Lake City, Utah. And let me give you some of the specifics here. As Melissa and Roland's unborn twins got closer to birth, doctors repeatedly told her they would likely die if she did not have a cesarean section. She refused, and one later was stillborn. Authorities have charged this 28-year-old Melissa Ann Roland with murder, saying she exhibited, quote, depraved indifference to human life. According to court documents, prosecutor said that she did not want to be scarred, and one nurse told police that Rollins said she would rather lose one of the babies than be cut like that. So she just couldn't bear the idea of being cut like that. The case could affect abortion rights and open the door to the prosecution of mothers who smoke or don't follow their obstetrician's diet, said a law professor at Brigham Young University. It's very troubling to have someone come in and say, we're going to charge this mother for murder because we don't like the choices she made. Rowland was warned numerous times between Christmas and January 9. Now, Christmas is only December 25 and January 9, so a week or two in there, that her unborn twins would likely die if she did not get immediate medical treatment. When she delivered them on January 13, one survived, the other was stillborn. The woman sought medical advice in December because she hadn't felt the fetuses move, according to documents. It may be, could have been, that that one twin was already stillborn, was not alive in her womb anyway at that time. We don't know. But she has been charged with murdering a fetus. 303-382-1150. Is it murder if it's not born yet? It's a fetus. 303-382-1150. And what about this widow? Fulfilling the couple's dream of kids. Her husband was 37. He died of a very rare form of cancer. So rare that it's not listed in a lot of the medical texts. The couple had been trying to have children virtually since they got married. He loved children. So when doctors told him he had to undergo chemotherapy, the husband didn't even want to talk about treatment until we found a place where you can freeze sperm. They did, and afterward embarked on a roller coaster, 4.5 months of good news, the tumors are shrinking, then bad news, he got pneumonia, and so on. In January of 2003, a tumor ate through his bronchial tube, and he was airlifted to CU Hospital, where he spent nearly a month. Only once during the whole time did he ask, why is this thing happening to me? On Feb 20th of last year, the couple went home to Snowmass. 4 days later, he died in his sleep. So she managed to convince a doctor on the basis of a note that her husband had written before he died that he wanted to have children, and so she was impregnated with his frozen sperm. She's going to have twins. I don't think it's fair to the twins. She doesn't want to deal with the husband's death, so now she's going to have twins. I really don't think it's fair. What do you think? I think it's being selfish. And I know she's had a hard time, and I don't mean to sound as harsh about it as I know it sounds, but I think it's selfish. 303-382-1150. Jason in Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hey, how you doing today?
Doing well.
Good. Hey, I just kind of think that maybe saying she's being a little bit narcissistic or selfish is a little bit too strong in this situation. I mean, the fact of the matter is that the husband did want to do this. She wanted to do this. And I kind of put myself in that position and think, you know, well, I have a girlfriend, and I love her tremendously. I could only imagine how horrible that would be. But I don't know if I'd actually want to have children with anyone else besides her, no matter what.
Wait a minute. Supposing something happened.
Right.
Supposing you were one of the twins who was being born here with no father in the picture. How fair is that to the kid? To these two children who are about to be born and who will have no father from the very moment of life. And she says that I'll have relationships, but she says, I'm never going to walk down the aisle with anyone. Eric is my husband. Well, that's nice. But you are actively and effectively depriving your two boys now of a father. And that is not fair to the kids. How would you feel about that?
But what we're not denying them is the genes of someone that was obviously very loving and caring. You know? They're gonna
So what does that do? It's not going to give them a father. And she says she's not going to get married.
I know. I'm a great person. I never had a father, though. And she might just be the kind of person.
Yeah, but how come you didn't have a father, Jason?
Out of the picture early. Wasn't because of death. But, you know, I mean, there's a lot of people out there that are raised as single parents.
Your mother didn't set out to have you without your dad. Something happened and he disappeared.
Right.
Okay. But she didn't set out knowing. I'm assuming that she may not have known when you were on the way that she wasn't going to have a husband. But there was a dad in the picture, and he evaporated somewhere along the line. But this is a case where there's no dad in the picture. That's it. She knows from the get that there's not going to be a father.
I understand. So is your position that...
I don't think it's fair to the kids. I think she's being selfish at their expense.
So no matter what the situation is, as long as you know that there's not going to be a father in the picture, that... Children, what about people who are being adopted? into a single family home.
If they're being adopted, that's different because they would have had no parent. They would have been in some institutionalized situation. It's better to have one parent who loves you than to have no parent. But when you are setting off and you are biologically having children, to have them with only one parent in the picture is, I think, really unfair to the kid, and you never hear anybody talk about that. And I thank you, Jason, for the call. 303-382-1150. Bruce in Arvada. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Well, I wanted to agree with a couple of the callers' last points since I was on hold, but just to tell you that you sound like Dr. Laura today. I mean, what about single lesbians who want to get artificially inseminated so they can have children? I mean, is that selfish?
I think the best environment for a kid is a mom and a dad. That's the best environment for a kid, a mom and a dad.
So if you know that your spouse is dying, you shouldn't have kids.
Well, I don't know. That's a kind of a moral gray area. If you know your spouse is dying, and there is a dad in the picture, and maybe we don't know when the death is going to... We're all dying. Here's the story, Bruce. Everybody is renting. We're all renters in this universe. We are all dying. We just don't know when.
But that's just a platitude. I mean, you're contradicting yourself. You're saying it's immoral for her...
I am talking only about this one woman because there are a lot of other gray areas here. I don't like to see people go get artificially inseminated and deny their children a significant other parent. I just don't think it's fair to the kid. You are starting out with a disadvantage to that child early on. So here is a woman who can't bear the idea that her husband is actually dead, and she's going to keep him alive by having been artificially inseminated with his frozen sperm. She's going to give birth to twins, neither of whom two boys who are going to have a dad. And I don't think it's fair to the kids. Do you think it's fair, Bruce?
Well, yeah, I think that.
Why?
Because she's a woman who obviously is going to put a lot of love into these kids, just like anyone would who is a single parent who decides, it's just a single person who decides that raising a child and providing love and a home for a child is something that they want to do with their lives.
Did you grow up with a mom and dad?
Yeah, I did.
All right. And when you have a mom, you learn a certain set of things. And when you have a dad, you learn other things. And together, the whole is greater than the sum of the parts. But these are kids who are consigned only to have a mom and no dad. And dads are important. And well, so are you telling me that a dad is unimportant here?
No, of course not. And you're twisting my words. I mean, of course not. But I know a lot of lesbian couples who have kids. They don't have a dad.
I don't think it's fair to the kid. A kid should grow up with a mom and a dad.
You don't think it's fair to a kid for a lesbian couple to adopt kids? You don't think that's fair?
No, I think it's fair for them to adopt. That's different. Because if you're adopting...
You don't think it's fair for them to be...
Excuse me. Well, let me finish, Bruce, the sentence here. It's very fair for them to adopt, lesbian and gay couples, very fair for them to adopt because you will have a child who will have no parents. And having one parent is preferable to having no parents. And they're already here. There's no choice about it. They are here. It would be very wonderful for gay couples to adopt. But to start out to have a child knowing that you are actively depriving them of a parent of the other sex is, I believe, not fair to the child. And this widow, I think, is not being fair to her two twins.
So
and you can wow all you want, Bruce, but you haven't made the case. Make the case for why this is great for a kid to be actively deprived of one parent.
Enid, just the rhetoric that you're using. No.
Don't go to my rhetoric and don't go to me.
Okay.
I want you to actively make the case why you think it's really great for a child to be actively deprived of one parent from the outset.
I do not think it's great.
Okay.
Then
you know what? We agree. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
The market goes up and the market goes down. The name in business is CNBC, and it's exclusively on AM 1150 KNRC.
If you're looking for the best selection of quality pre-owned vehicles, stop by McDonald Automotive Group today, located on Broadway just north of Arapahoe Road. McDonald Automotive, the region's largest selection of certified pre-owned imports.
Each day brings new discoveries in the fight against cancer. And for cancer patients, it's important to go where these discoveries are being made. Around here. That's the University of Colorado Cancer Center at the Anschutz Centers for Advanced Medicine. It's the only NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the Rocky Mountain region. where some of the world's best and brightest minds offer the newest, most innovative options and pioneer new ones. Like being first in the world to explore a new way to actually prevent lung cancer. All reasons why U.S. News & World Report ranks the University of Colorado Cancer Program among the nation's best. It's where you want to be. For an appointment, call 1-800-621-7621 or visit UCH.edu. The University of Colorado Cancer Center at the Anschutz Centers for Advanced Medicine. Far beyond the ordinary.
Shopping for a mortgage should be no different from shopping for any big-ticket item, a car, a refrigerator, a house. You're looking for the best possible value available. Investment Property Funding Incorporated offers just that. The best mortgage rates available, starting at 1.25% for primary residences and just 1.65% for investment properties, with no points, no junk fees, and no surprises at closing. Increase your cash flow by hundreds, if not thousands of dollars per month. Investment Property Funding can handle all your mortgage needs with your choice of fixed rate, adjustable rate, or interest-only programs. They have full menu of options for savvy, no-nonsense borrowers like you. Don't wait. Get the rates you deserve today by calling the professionals at Investment Property Funding Incorporated at 303-531-8508. That's 303-531-8508. Your mortgage experts, 303-531-8508 or online at ipfunding.com.
Wouldn't you like a place to go where you could meet 20 or 30 other singles this month, guaranteed? Are you sick of the bar scene and really tired of the same old pressure dating situations? Let me tell you that Cottonwood Connection is helping singles connect from Boulder to Denver, and they make it easy to do. Are you looking for someone to hike through the beautiful Colorado Rocky Mountains with? Or maybe you just want someone to share your hopes and dreams with. Or maybe someone to travel with to the vineyards of Italy. Check out Cottonwood Connection. Call them at 303-424-2300. Or check out their website at cottonwoodconnection.com. Act now and take advantage of this year's incredible annual spring membership special. Sign up now and get 50% off your membership. That's right, half off. That's cottonwoodconnection.com. Or call 303-424-2300. Helping singles connect.
Flush Rush.
Anyone else has to go, do it now. I ain't stopping again.
Middays, the Rush Alternative. Enid Goldstein, noon till 3 on AM 1150 KNRC.
I'm Scott Wapner, CNBC Business Radio. Terrorism concerns are moving the markets lower in the final hour of trading. The Dow off by 104 points. The NASDAQ down by 36. Martha Stewart is stepping down as chief creative officer from the company she built. The convicted felon will assume the newly created position of founding editorial director. Bank of America and Fleet Boston Financial are in preliminary talks with the SEC to settle charges related to the mutual fund scandal. Fleet is expected to pay $140 million and Bank of America $375 million. A Texas judge has approved a $149 million settlement on 30 class action lawsuits filed against Bridgestone Firestone. The deal calls for the company to replace $70 million worth of tires made between 1991 and 2001. And Ford is going to add electronic stabilizing equipment to all of its 15 passenger vans. The move is designed to cut down on the vehicle's risk of rolling over. Scott Wapner, CNBC Business Radio.
I'm David Collins, owner of Scout Productions, the small business behind Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. And I'd like to take a moment to thank both of the networks that gave us our start. Our friends at television, who supported us so well, and of course Open, the small business network from American Express, who gave us a line of credit with no collateral required.
The Open Network gives you the tools to make big things happen. When you have an American Express business card, to apply, call 1-800-605-OPEN.
Application subject to credit review. Terms, conditions, and restrictions apply.
NBC Tonight. He was the first average Joe, and in the end, he was rejected by the beauty, but not by America. Average Joe Adam is back.
He says nice guys finish last.
This time, he gets to choose from tens of thousands of women who wrote in to meet him.
I need love.
Will he go for the looks or follow his heart?
This is going to be fun.
The premiere of Average Joe, Adam returns. This time, he can't lose. After all new episodes of Fear Factor and Las Vegas, NBC Tonight.
We're in touch, so you be in touch. Call us with your news tips, traffic info, and when the weather's bad. 303-382-1150. Help out your neighbors by letting us know the situation in your area. We're the only locally owned on Denver radio station, and we are concerned about Denver, the mountains, and the Front Range. AM 1150, KNIC.
Lionel, would you join me every weeknight from 9 to midnight here on AM 1150 KNRC? Now back to Enid Goldstein.
1:32 on the Monday edition of Enid Live. In the next hour, we're going to be joined by Rocky Mountain dining critic John Lindorf. But right now, we're dining out on, I think, a controversial issue. You're getting mad at me because you think I sound like Dr. Laura, comma, that bitch. Well, sometimes I do sound like Dr. But let's talk about the issue. The issue is, here's a widow whose husband died of a very rare form of cancer. He was 37 years old. They had been trying to have kids from the moment they got married. She convinces a doctor, and they froze the sperm because he had to undergo chemotherapy. And they froze his sperm in advance. And because she had a note from her husband testifying to the fact that he and she had wanted to have children, she was able to convince the doctor to implant the frozen sperm. And she is carrying his twins and will be giving birth. And I think, even though I don't want to be cruel and she's gone through a hard time, it's just a way of not coming to terms with her husband's death. And I don't think it's fair to the kid she's about to give birth to. When a child is an orphan, it's better to have a single parent than no parent at all, because it's either that or institutionalization. If a child is an orphan, I don't care who adopts that child, whether it's a gay couple, whether it's a straight couple, I don't care who it is. But to actively set out to have a child and deprive them of a parent of the opposite sex is really not fair to the kid. The kid may grow up okay, but it's better to start out with a mom and a dad than two moms, two dads, or no dad at all. 303-382-1150. Now, I don't want to offend the gay community, of whom I am a great supporter, but I just don't think it's fair to the kid. And let's talk, you know, whether I sound like Dr. Laura today or whether I don't is not the issue. The issue is what's good for the kid. Bob, Anacel, hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, Enid. I think Dr. Laura would be an upgrade. You sound more like Rush Limbaugh. You know not from where you speak.
I don't?
Yeah, you sure don't.
Why?
I'm a widow. I've dealt with the situation, and I have worked with people.
You are a, what did you describe yourself
as? I am a widower. I have been a widower.
I thought you said you were a widow. Okay. Yeah.
And you know nothing of what you speak. You have no idea of what people
go through. All right, tell me how I'm wrong.
Well,
what does having to be a widower have to do with whether it's fair to the kids or not? You're selfish because you don't want to let go of your dead spouse.
For one thing, grief is an individual process, and it takes a long time. The average grief takes 3 years.
That's not the question. We're not talking about grief, Bob. We're talking about what's better for the kids.
Give me a chance to explain it. Don't give me this Rush Limbaugh, Jimmy Lakey crap. I have a lot of respect for you, but today you're so way off facing it, I can't believe it. So many things going on in this world, and here you are pulling this garbage.
Did you listen? Just a minute, Bob. Did you listen to my first hour when we were talking politics and all the lies coming out of the administration? So don't call me up in my second hour and tell me I'm ignoring what's going on in this world. You'd be listening to the whole show before you make that observation, please.
I said, of all the things that are happening in the world, you have to pick a topic like this that you know nothing about, and you're trying to stretch a 10 cents into a dollar. This is the kind of crap.
All right, you call me. Wait. You don't get to call up and diss me. We were talking about the argument, and you haven't made it so far. All you've done is called up to diss me, but you haven't told me why having only one parent, when one parent is dead and nowhere in the picture to begin with, is so great for the kids. You have not made the case. Make it, Bob.
Let me make the case for you. All right, this is a widow, okay, and she's got a dead husband, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now I would assume that that dead husband has parents. I'm assuming maybe that dead husband has got siblings, and I'm assuming now that everybody in that family is feeling so tragic about this. When those children are going to be born, everybody in that family is going to raise those children and give them the love and the affection and the attention. Male, female, uncles, aunts, grandparents, everybody in that family. For you to go out and absurdly think that this woman is living on an island by herself with no support from family members, from males in that family or anything else, is absolutely absurd, Enid.
How do you know? First of all, you're making a lot of assumptions, Bob. That there are all these family members who may step up to the plate. They might not. We don't know. But is that the same? Having these family members in case they do step up to the plate, is that the same as having a dad? I don't think it is.
You better believe it is.
You
better believe it is. You know, go through a grief ministry one time or go through a grief seminar one time and find out where the support is for people having
grief. Just a minute. I've never lost anybody. I haven't lost my dad. I haven't lost my mom. I've never lost anybody. I don't know anything about grief, Bob. Only you, Bob, know about grief. Is that what you're telling me?
No, ma'am. Well, put yourself back at that time needed and start thinking about it.
All right, I thank you for the call. 303-382-1150. 303-382-1150. John, hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid. You know, I agree with you for probably a handful of times, but and Bob just needs to relax because the bottom line is it is selfish to raise a child without a father.
All right, now Bob is saying that I can't understand grief the way he has as a widower and this woman, and that all these other family relatives he's assuming. We don't know if that's the case or not, but let's put a happy face on it and let's assume there are family relatives who will step up to the plate. That is some consolation, but is it the same as having a dad?
No, I've lived by family and I've had grandparents helping out with my children, but you know, the grandparents aren't going to be there at 3 in the morning or when your son comes home with a bad report card, so that's all great. It takes a village, but it also takes two parents.
John, thanks for the call. 303-382-1150, Carrie in Highlands Ranch. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid. You know, I'm a little torn because you know, some people are awfully rabid about this, but in a bigger sense, it seems to me like that you're saying that society, say, before 1960, when divorce became common and we had two parent households, that somehow that was a better society, and I just don't think it is.
I'm not talking about a better society. It's not about a better society.
I think it's a love issue and how much love a child has. And yes, I think a dad is valuable, but is it absolutely necessary? No.
Carrie, are you a single parent?
I'm not even a parent. How about that?
Okay. All right. I think a mom and a dad, forget about the quality of the society, although I think it's helped, but I think a kid growing up with a mom and a dad is in a better situation, and presumably if the mom and dad love him or her, but is in a better situation than a kid who grows up in a single-parent home.
In a perfect world, I'd agree with you, but we just don't live in one.
Well, you mean so we should just throw up our hands and say, well, you know
what? No, but I just don't
The divorce rate is 50%, yeah. and you know, I want to have a kid because I want to have the experience.
No, not at all. I don't think those things, but I do think, you know, and this is a great stimulating conversation, and I wouldn't necessarily think that you might not be playing devil's advocate for a great argument, and it's good. I love this.
No, I actually believe what I'm saying.
Really?
Amazing, as that may be.
It sounds a little focused on the family and a little Dan Quayle-ish.
It doesn't matter who it sounds like. My interest is with the kids.
Sure, and
what is best
too,
with the for the kids. And I think that nobody even... There was a time when if you were a single parent, it raised eyebrows. And now everybody accepts it, and nobody thinks about, is this really great for the kids? And I think it's not great for the kids.
I think it's an individual basis, and I think it's tough for us to judge. But, hey, it's fun to argue about.
I thank you for the call, Carrie, but I think you're really wrong on this one. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening. It's not an individual basis, and it's we can't judge. Yes, we can. We can have standards. And the gold standard here is if you're going to have a kid, you ought to have a mom and a dad for that kid. Otherwise, think about adopting a kid who would have no parents. Why not do that? Is it all for selfish, egotistical reasons? Maybe this woman could have adopted a kid or two who would have had no parent at all, in which case having one parent would have been an improvement. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC. 1:41, time to check into the KNRC newsroom for an update from Tim McLaughlin. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Enid. Good afternoon. Partly cloudy, 45 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin. This report brought to you by Coldwell Banker Residential Brokerage. Former Congressman Bob Schaefer has officially announced his intention to run for the U.S. Senate seat that is being vacated by Ben Nighthorse Campbell. Schaefer becomes the only Republican to officially announce his campaign. Police are continuing their investigation into the death of a man who fell 13 floors to his death this weekend. The man fell from the 16th floor condominium of concert promoter Barry Fay and was found on a third floor ledge of the building on 12th Avenue, just off Spear Boulevard. A 16-year-old boy is in custody following an early morning shooting yesterday in Englewood. Police found an 18-year-old man with a gunshot wound to his shoulder. He was taken to Swedish Hospital shortly after. The 16-year-old arrived at the hospital suffering from a gunshot wound to his hand. Police police say the incident may be gang-related. When you buy a home with Coldwell Banker Residential Brokerage, stress won't be a closing cost. To experience stress-free house hunting for yourself, visit ColoradoHomes.com. Traffic and your exclusive Weather Channel forecast are up next. KNRC News Time is 142.
Flush, rush.
Anyone else has to go, do it now. I ain't stopping again.
Middays, the Rush Alternative. Enid Goldstein, noon till 3 on AM 1150 KNRC.
My neighbor stopped by my house this afternoon and asked if I had any basil.
Unbelievable. I've been trying to find a house and a mortgage,
and she thinks I can drop everything to concentrate on dried leaves?
Coldwell Banker Residential Brokerage makes buying a home less stressful, and our family of companies can also handle your mortgage with a competitive rate and quick decision. Coldwell Banker Residential Brokerage. Visit ColoradoHomes.com. Coldwell Banker Residential Brokerage is owned and operated by NRT Incorporated.
I love old homes and homes with character.
It's called a gable roof, I think it is.
Huge kitchen with an island in the middle.
I don't know the terms. I get lost in the process.
Title closings.
Contingency clause.
What are they going to take? What am I going to offer?
Who does it? Who do I call? I have no idea.
If you're looking to buy a home, you need someone with expertise to help you. Ask your agent if they're a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors.
My realtor's my partner.
A message from your local, state, and national realtor associations.
KNRC News Time is 1:43. Time to check with Darren Copeland now at the KNRC Traffic Center.
This traffic report is a service of Heritage for the Blind. Got a new accident coming in Colorado and Mississippi. Still trying to get that accident out of the way. Santa Fe at C-470. Don't sell it. Don't trade it. Call 1-800-2-DONATE and donate your car to Heritage for the Blind. Call 1-800-2-DONATE for hassle-free pickup. 1-800-2-DONATE or visit taxdeduction.com. I'm Darren Copeland with your traffic. You can hear Michael Reagan beginning at 6 right after Doug Kellett on AM 1150 KNRC.
I'm Valerie Seagraves with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. With a few flurries still possible across the listening area, we will see a mix of sun and clouds for the remainder of the afternoon. And it is going to be a bit windy. We'll top out around 54 for the high. Breezy tonight with a low of 32. Still a little on the breezy side tomorrow as well, with a high around 60, low 60s on Wednesday. For the Weather Channel, I'm Valerie Seagraves on AM 1150 KNRC.
45 degrees under partly cloudy skies. KNRC News Time is 1:44. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 2 o'clock or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
Your home is your castle, right? So why not make it look like one with custom-designed leaded glass windows? Leaded glass isn't just beautiful. It's affordable and amazingly practical. It can enhance the natural drama of your decor. Create a luxurious sense of privacy in special areas like the foyer and the bathroom. It can even save you money on blinds and curtains. So why take an ordinary view of life? Call Scottish Stained Glass today and ask for a free in-home consultation. The experts at Scottish Stained Glass can show you how to make a one-of-a-kind statement that complements your home and turns its natural light into a natural light show.
At Scottish Stained Glass, every window we create is an original work of art. Hi, this is Martin Faith, owner of Scottish Stained Glass. To know more about our durable, energy-wise, and surprisingly affordable windows, call 303-766-3811. Prices begin as low as $150, including installation. Call today, 303-766-3811.
Join our Voice at Work fraternity. It's growing every day.
I listen in the morning when I'm getting ready for work, in the office, the car on the ride home.
If you support live and local radio for the Denver metro market, go to our website at knrcradio.com and click on the Voice at Work logo.
This is going to be the most astounding thing you've ever heard of.
If you listen to KNRC at your place of business, you'll get up to 10 free t-shirts for your employees.
Well, that stuff sounds pretty good.
When you sign up as a member of KNRC's Voice at Work program, our host will mention your business on the air as a local supporter of the station. Your place of business will be added to the Voice at Work portion of the KNRC website. We want all of our listeners to know the local places that support local radio. We'll also send you KNRC t-shirts, bumper static stickers, and commuter coffee mugs.
I mean, that's a great deal.
Go to knrcradio.com and join the Voice at Work fraternity. Another way to say thank you for listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
You guys are great. I love listening.
I have it on all the time.
KNRC. Denver as the Rocky Mountains, if we do say so ourselves. AM 1150 KNRC. 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 show continues on AM 1150 KNIC.
1:47 on the Monday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 3 o'clock. And in the 2 o'clock hour, in the next hour, we're going to be joined by Rocky Mountain dining critic John Lendorf. We'll be talking about his new dining guide that he puts out once a year. And his suggestions are often very good. Everyone that I followed has been very good. 303-382-1150. But what we're talking about right now is we're talking about this widow who has decided to fulfill her late husband's dream of children by having herself impregnated with his frozen sperm, and she's going to be giving birth to twins. And you know, it's a sad situation. She's grief-stricken. She doesn't want to say goodbye to her husband. This is a way to keep him alive. I don't think it's fair to the kids. I really don't. Maybe she'll be a great mom. Maybe all the relatives will step up to the plate. But I don't think it's fair. And Carrie, who called us, one of our callers here, who said we shouldn't judge. What is this business about? We're not supposed to be judgmental. The minute we pretended we weren't judgmental anymore is when we didn't have, when we stopped having standards, really. And here's the truth of it. Everybody's always judgmental. We're always making judgments. We just don't verbalize them the same way that we used to. 303-382-1150. So you can let me have it for sounding like James Dobson today or Dr. Laura. But the truth of the matter is, I think I'm concerned with the kids and what's best for them. And then I get this email from Eric, and Eric says, well, why haven't you adopted if you care so much about the kids? Because that's exactly why I haven't adopted. Just because I care about kids doesn't mean I'm the right person to adopt. Maybe my life is too busy to properly give the attention to a child that a child would need. Maybe I'm really not cut out for motherhood. So I don't see that these two go together. 303-382-1150. There's one line open. Somebody grab it. And I'm going over to Kevin, calling from Denver. Hi, Kevin. You're live with Enid.
Hey, how's it going?
Going well.
With the whole situation, it sort of goes in a circle. Number one, I can't just imagine if my dad was to have me and my mother wasn't, you know, to be in my life. You know, my mother being my life is the way I know what I know about women today, just how they are. Just the opposite sex, I think, sort of equals out and sort of gives you a well-balanced of growing up. But on the flip side, you look at her husband. Her husband is dying, and this is his one wish. You know, this is what he wanted.
And I know, but is that fair? Is it fair to the kids?
It's not fair. But what I'm saying, did she tell him, no, it's not fair? And if you put yourself in a relationship, if you have a husband, and this is what he really wanted, and he's
not
died,
here. He's not here anymore.
Right.
He's been vaporized by the universe.
Okay, I know that he died. Wouldn't you want to fulfill that person's wish, the last dying?
Not if it's not fair to the kids. It's an unfair wish if that's what the case is, and we really don't know if that's the case. No, 303-382-1150. Elaine in Aurora. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid. I'm a fairly liberal person in general, but I have three kids in a two-parent household, and I strongly agree with you. Everybody, well, almost everyone, who's called in, you have tried to steer the discussion towards the children. And they've all been talking about, with maybe one exception, the woman.
Right.
And I don't...
And I think it's kind of selfish of her to do this. And narcissistic, and she doesn't want to say goodbye to the husband, and this is a way to keep him around. And if the kids look like him, if the kids resemble the dead husband, it's going to be worse for the kids, actually, because she's going to have these... It's just psychologically, I don't think it's going to be great for the kids. But I don't know that for sure. Maybe she'll be a great mom. Maybe the relatives will step up to the plate. But in general, I think it's not fair to the child.
Well, I agree with you that to plan to have a single child on your own is selfish.
It is
things
selfish.
Things happen in the world, and people die, and people get divorced, and things happen, but those aren't planned, and it's a different thing.
I agree with you, Elaine. I thank you for the call. 303-382-1150. Claudia in Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid. I love you.
Thank you. You're the only one who does today, Claudia.
Oh, well, you know what? They don't have, you know what? I was in my car and I jumped out of the car and I ran back in my business because this subject is the number one subject of my life now that my son is dead and he left two children. Not one man in this family, my family, the children's other family, not one man has stepped up to the plate to even be a surrogate dad. These children, you can see every day, are headed for the longing for their dad, the sadness. It's so unbelievable living through this. And you know what? I'm with you, and I'm with Dr. Laura for the kids because my son is dead. I went without a dad. He went without a dad. Child support, no child support for this kid. I do what I can for these grandkids, but I had to go to court to see my grandkids. I'm telling you, it's all the most serious problem in our country today with children is single moms and teenage sons. We need dads, and I'm a fairly liberal person, but not when it comes to the children.
Claudia, I thank you for the call, 303-382-1150, 303-382-1150. Fred, calling from Aurora. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Well, Enid, after listening to your last caller, I think I've changed my mind. I probably agree with you that single parenting is bad.
But well, it's better than no parenting, but when you and sometimes things happen. You start out with two parents, there's a divorce, there's a death, things happen, it doesn't work out. But to start out deliberately, knowing that child is not going to have a dad, I don't think it's fair.
But just a food for thought, Enid. President Bush has got two parents, and they didn't do a very good job either.
Well, you got that right, Fred. Thanks for the call. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150, KNRC.
She's your midday rush alternative. Enid Goldstein on AM 1150, KNRC. Enid Goldstein, KNRC.
We have to talk.
Look for Money Mailer's jumbo red, white, and blue envelope arriving this week in your mailbox. Money Mailer is packed with coupons and money-saving offers from businesses in your neighborhood.
I had a vision, right? Well, not the fall down and hit your head kind, but the kind that was me realizing after 20 years of working for somebody else, I have what it takes to strike out on my own. What I didn't have was any luck getting an equipment loan from my bank.
Coleman Cox once said, "I am a great believer in luck. The harder I work, the more of it I seem to have." At First National Bank of Colorado, we take that wisdom to heart. Luck is made, and we help make it for you by using our local roots and national reach to solve Denver's unique business challenges.
So I called First National Bank of Colorado. They did more than listen to me. They delivered the equipment loan I needed to get my business going.
You can always count on the experts at FNBC to use honesty, integrity, and good old-fashioned hard work to get it done.
Hey, I'm still working my tail off, but now I'm doing it for myself.
For all your commercial banking needs, turn to the experts at First National Bank of Colorado. To set an appointment, call 303-308-3860.
This is your 30-second Vanguard insight on what makes one IRA different from another. With retirement lasting 20 to 30 years, the IRA with lower fees and expenses may leave you with more to retire on. It's one simple way to help make sure your IRA nest egg gives you the comfort of a nest without the worry of the egg. Call 1-888-VANGUARD or visit us at Vanguard.com.
Call for prospectus for more information and read it carefully before you invest. Vanguard Marketing Corporation Distributor.
The Chicago Underground Daily calls it an amazing cinematic wonder, spellbinding.
My daughter, I'm not sure if I can make it.
Father, you must remain strong, for I bring good news.
Oh, you bring good news?
Yes, I just save a bunch of money on car insurance by switching to GEICO.
See how much you could save. Visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes online could save you 15% on car insurance.
In the spring of 1954, an unidentified woman was found murdered in Boulder Canyon. Nearly 50 years later, the police still have no idea who this woman was or who ended her life. Police technology has come a long way since 1954 and could possibly shed some light on this cold case. But we need your help. The Boulder History Museum has set up a Jane Doe Fund to pay for DNA tests and other procedures. You can help with your tax-deductible donation to the Jane Doe Fund. Contact the Boulder History Museum at 303-449-3464 or check out BoulderJaneDoe.com for more information.
Of your talk radio selections in Denver, we want to make you some promises today. We won't be reading you the Denver Post newspaper every day like they do on one station. We figure you can read for yourself. Or that other station with Dr. Laura. She's annoying. And why choose a station with all syndicated talk shows? Here's what you get when you try to dial in with your opinion.
We're sorry. Please check the number.
At AM 1150 KNRC. When you call in, we'll let you have your say.
It's really a 24/7 station.
That's what hearing both sides talk is all about. AM 1150, KNRC.
KNRC.
AM 1150, KNRC continues expanding our local programming. Now live and local. Saturday and Sunday afternoons exclusively on AM 1150, KNRC, where you can hear both sides talk.
We'll be right back.
Goldstein Show continues on AM 1150 KNRC.
157 on the Monday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. In the next hour, we'll be joined by John Lindorf, dining critic for the Rocky Mountain News. We're talking about a widow whose husband died of a cancer so rare it's not listed in medical books. He was only 37. They wanted to have children. She can't imagine that she'll ever go down the aisle with anybody else. And so she got a doctor to impregnate her with his frozen sperm, not the doctor's frozen sperm, the dead husband's frozen sperm, and she's going to have twins. I know it's a sad situation, and I don't mean to beat up on her, but I don't think it's fair to the kids, and that's it. That's the long and the short of it. So a lot of you are mad at me. You think I'm Dr. Laura today. Well, maybe I am. 303-382-1150. I think it's about time we started going back to some sense of standard. And everybody said, oh, you're not supposed to be so judgmental. The truth is we're always judgmental. And standards are one thing that I think we ought to maintain. Dan and Littleton, hi, you're live with Enid.
Hey, Enid, I coach kids, and I coach normal kids that come from a mom and a dad. But I'm kind of wondering, what's your spin on the belief of two lesbian moms? I find, in my personal experience, that kids, they need that male.
They do. They need a female energy, and they need the male energy.
Absolutely.
And who do gay kids come from?
Well, I mean, like,
where do gay kids come from?
Well, it has to be a man somewhere.
They come from a man and a woman.
Yeah. Well,
I think it's just better. And if gay couples want to adopt, I really don't have a problem with that. Just like I don't really like the idea of middle-class women who have decided that their biological clocks are ticking and they run down to the sperm bank with the turkey baster in hand because they want the experience of having a child. Well, that's really nice, but it's not fair to the kid.
Well, Enid, I'll tell you seriously, my wife and I, we're both public school teachers. I got a job at IBM, but we live in a very middle class household, but the kids never had a daycare. We drove used cars and we never really wanted for anything. And now the kids are, well, they're in private school now. We don't really believe in public schools anymore, but, you can do it. You can stay home and raise normal or
I'm in favor of that. If you're going to have a kid, somebody should be home with that kid for a significant part of that kid's growing up.
And
otherwise, this is why God invented birth control. Then don't.
Absolutely.
If you're going to throw it into daycare, what was the point of having a child?
When I see these adopted parents who go to China, and then the first thing they do is they drop these kids into, basically a better orphanage, a daycare system.
They warehouse them. Dan, thanks for the call. 303-382-1150. More as we continue, we're going to be giving away a pair of tickets to Blythe Spirit. It's the Noel Coward play. And in the next hour, join me and dining critic John Lindorf, Rocky Mountain News, for where to go to eat in Denver.
Hear both sides talk. AM 1150, KNRC, Englewood, Denver. Enid Goldstein continues straight ahead. It's 2 o'clock.
NBC News Radio, I'm Chris Jansing. Spanish investigators have a lot of questions for several men arrested in connection with last week's train bombings in Madrid. NBC's Tom Costello says they think the suspects could be part of an international terrorist group.
Spanish police have arrested five men, including a Moroccan, with alleged links to known Al-Qaeda operatives now in Spanish prisons. But authorities have not yet authenticated a videotape in which Al-Qaeda purportedly claims responsibility for the attacks.
Spain's new prime minister is threatening to pull his country's troops out of Iraq. The White House is calling on John Kerry to name the world leaders he says have indicated to him they hope President Bush will be defeated this fall. A spokesman says the senator should put up or shut up. Israeli officials say a 10-year-old Palestinian boy who earned some money carrying people's luggage through a checkpoint almost brought a bag of explosives into the country. Israeli soldiers stopped him. They say he had no idea what was inside the luggage. I'm Chris Jansing, NBC News Radio.
So what's the sexiest movie moment? Brad Pitt and Thelma and Louise.
The man can get naked anytime, and it's okay with me.
Oh, he is so hot.
How about Sharon Stone and Basic Instinct?
Now that was sexy.
Bravo's turning you on to the big screen sexiest scenes with a climactic countdown.
Oh, yeah.
Best enjoyed in the privacy of your living room. The sexiest moment in film, a three-part original series. Tonight at 8, 7 Central, only on Bravo.
Hi there.
It's the Lincoln Mercury Think Big National Sales Event with just announced savings on every Lincoln and Mercury in stock.
Big time.
From the brand new limited edition Lincoln Town Car to the award-winning Mercury Grand Marquis. And there's no better time to save big on all our luxury SUVs, including the powerful Navigator, midsize Aviator, and the award-winning Mountaineer. The Think Big sales event. It ends soon, so think big and fast. See your Lincoln Mercury dealer today.
Good afternoon. Partly cloudy, 47 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin. This report brought to you by the Denver Post. Former Congressman Bob Schaefer made it official today. He's a candidate for the Republican nomination for the U.S. Senate.
It's important for the state to have somebody there who is going to accurately reflect the values of Colorado.
The former three-term congressman becomes the only Republican to formally announce his candidacy for the seat being vacated by Ben Nighthorse Campbell. An early morning fire today destroyed a vacation cabin near Estes Park and caused extensive damage to an adjacent cabin. The fire apparently started when a couch on the front porch of the cabin caught fire. Three college students from Minnesota who were visiting the grandson of the cabin's owner had been smoking on the couch earlier in the morning. Deputies who interviewed the students and the owner of the cabin think the fire was an accident. The students did not have permission to be on the property, but based on a recommendation from the Larimer County District Attorney's Office and the wishes of the victim, no charges will be filed. The three students were taken to Estes Park Medical Center and were treated for injuries from the fire. Two of them had been released by late this morning. The owner of the adjacent cabin has not been located or notified. Anyone with information as to the whereabouts of the owner of the Seldom Inn is asked to call the Larimer County Sheriff's Office at 970-577-3790. Lawyers for L.A. Lakers star Kobe Bryant are seeking more information on the woman who accuses Bryant of sexually assaulting her. Bryant's attorneys asked the judge in the case today to order prosecutors to disclose whether the state paid for the unnamed woman's stay at an addiction treatment center. They want access to notes or diaries kept by the 19-year-old that might deal with her accusation. Bryant's lawyers also requested the judge to force disclosure of whether the woman plans to publish a book or sue Bryant. Witnesses helped authorities round up the suspect in a robbery and assault in Lone Tree. Douglas County Sheriff's Deputy Kosha Hayden says yesterday about 12 noon, 63-year-old Rita Gross of Littleton placed her purse in the trunk of her car while unloading groceries at the Safeway at Lincoln and Yosemite. That's when 27-year-old Ronald Vincent Ariano of Lakewood came by, allegedly snatched the purse and assaulted Gross before securing it and driving away. 9 hours later, deputies tracked down Ariano and arrested him at his home. He faces a long list of charges, most notably three counts of crimes against an at-risk adult. That's a Class 3 felony. In sports, both the Colorado Avalanche and Denver Nuggets have the night off tonight. Avs will be back on the ice tomorrow night in Montreal, while the Nuggets don't get back to work until Wednesday night when they'll be in Boston. Colorado Rockies are playing the Chicago White Sox as preseason baseball action continues today. At last check, top of the third, Chicago led 3-1. Today's daily deal is any size drink at BP service stations for only 25 cents. You'll only find it in today's Denver Post on the weather page. Start your day with the daily deal. Traffic and your exclusive Weather Channel forecast are up next. KNRC News Time is 2:05.
From Estes Park to Colorado Springs, from Golden to Aurora, hear Denver's most entertaining talk personalities exclusively on AM 1150 KNRC. KNRC.
This week on Colorado State of Mind, the Emmy-winning series asks if filing criminal charges against the Canuck player who attacked the Colorado Avalanche's Steve Moore is appropriate. Hockey has a reputation as a violent game, largely because of the fights that often break out. This attack was reportedly in retribution for a previous incident, and some level of violence was anticipated by the media and fans. Should a player who was following the spirit, if not the rules of the game, be severely punished for his actions? Or should critical injury be an acceptable risk of a sport that seems to encourage violence? What do you think? Join host Greg Dobbs and a panel of Coloradans to debate this issue and more on Colorado State of Mind, Friday night at 8:30 on Rocky Mountain PBS Channel 6. Join the discussion online anytime at the Colorado State of Mind discussion board at rmpbs.org. Don't miss Colorado State of Mind every Friday night at 8:30 only on Rocky Mountain PBS.
KNRC News Time is 2:06. Time to go to Darren Copeland in the KNRC Traffic Center.
This traffic report is a service of Heritage for the Blind and some lingering problems around the metro area. We still have a problem Colorado and Mississippi, as well as Santa Fe, right around Highway 470. So watch for those two spots up in the high country, still wet and sloppy. Of course, if you're heading over Loveland Pass and you're in a big rig, you need to put your chains on. Don't sell it, don't trade it. Call 1-800-2-DONATE and donate your car to Heritage for the Blind. Call 1-800-2-DONATE for hassle-free pickup. 1-800-2-DONATE or visit taxdeduction.com. I'm Darren Copeland with your traffic. You can hear Jimmy Lakey in the mornings beginning at 6 on AM 1150 KNRC.
I'm Valerie Seagraves with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. With a few flurries still possible across the listening area, we will see a mix of sun and clouds for the remainder of the afternoon. And it is going to be a bit windy. We'll top out around 54 for the high. Breezy tonight with a low of 32. Still a little on the breezy side tomorrow as well with a high around 60. Low 60s on Wednesday. For the Weather Channel, I'm Valerie Seagraves on AM 1150 KNRC.
Under partly cloudy skies, it's 49 degrees. KNRC News Time is 2:07. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 2:35 or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
From AM 1150 KNRC, Denver's choice for talk. Now, one of the Mile High City's most compelling talk hosts, Enid Goldstein. The producer is Joe Anderson. Board operations, Jordan Lyles. Now, here's Enid.
2:07, 7 minutes after 2 o'clock. Welcome to the Monday edition of Enid Live, and I'm already salivating about good things to eat because with me in studio is John Lendorf. He is the dining critic for the Rocky Mountain News, and he has a brand new Denver dining guide that you may have seen because it came with your Friday Rocky, and he's sitting here holding up a menu in front of his face, so I can't see what he looks like because he doesn't want anyone to know what he looks like, because then if he goes into a restaurant, he won't get special treatment, but I think they probably all know what he looks like. Hi, John, and thank you for joining us.
I ain't it. No, no, they don't know what I look like. Some of them do.
I bet they do. They always had Ruth Reichel's picture from the New York Times. They had her picture up in all the, you know, in all the restaurants and all the with the kitchens of all the restaurants in Manhattan. So I bet they have yours up too.
I think in some of the top end places they might have dug one up, but I try to do everything.
Well, when you walk in there with a menu over your face, don't you think that's a dead giveaway?
Doesn't everyone do that?
Talk right into the microphone.
But you know. There's like 1,000 restaurants in the area. What are the odds of me being in there on any given night?
Well, isn't that a plus, though, for a restaurateur when you come in and you write a review, even a negative review, I would think, under the theory that all publicity is good?
I guess that's the theory, but I think the way to look at it is if it's positive, then it does them a lot of good. And if it's horrible, it may not do them any harm, but it won't do them any good.
Well, talk to me. I want to talk to you in a little bit about your negative reviews because I have loved those. I think I salivate over those negative reviews. They're hilarious. But talk to me about the new dining guide. This is the Rocky Mountain News Dining Guide 2004. It says News Critic dishes 150 top Denver restaurants. This is a collection of your reviews and more.
Well, it's actually an award. You know, I give out awards in, I think, 30 categories. The number of categories went up a lot from last year, which is a sign that I've been eating out more and that the food is getting better and there are more kinds of food. And so I picked the top five expensive Italian restaurants, the top five barbecue joints. And at the beginning of the book, it's the top 10 expensive restaurants and the top 10 moderately priced restaurants in Denver.
Oh, good. Let's talk about those. And you may have questions of John Lendorf if you're going to have an occasion, if you want to eat some kind of food and you want a recommendation. This is the place to ask the question, 303-382-1150. I clipped one of your reviews. I've clipped many of them, but one in particular I clipped and went, took it with me, and I ordered all the things that you said to order, and it was a great, great meal. And it was at the Ocean City Seafood Restaurant, 1098 South Federal Boulevard. And I don't know if you had additional things than you have in the listing here, but this is on page 21 of your dining guide. But I thought it was wonderful. You give it a B+ here. But we had a lovely evening.
And didn't it remind you of San Francisco?
It did, and the food was good.
Yeah,
food was really first class, I thought.
And it has that same wonderful, slightly scary environment. You know, everything.
A little fluorescent light.
Fluorescent lights.
But white tablecloths.
White tablecloths and a lot of signs in Chinese.
And then you could stand up and say, but there's a typo right there.
Right.
And then they look at you very oddly. And I thought the Empress was a pretty good one, too.
Yeah, for dim sum.
Yeah.
And also King's Land.
All right, now, if you were going to tell us, for people who love Chinese, and I'm one of them, I love Asian food generally. What are the top Chinese restaurants? Did you do that as a listing?
Yes.
Okay.
I just have to find it.
Okay.
One, of course, is Ocean City.
Uh-huh.
And another one is...
And the price was right at Ocean City. It's pretty moderate in price.
The Empress, mm-hmm. which is it's at the crossroads of Asian cuisine in Denver at Alameda.
2825 West Alameda.
And Federal.
Mm-hmm.
And they have dim sum, but they also serve some other great dishes. And also Kingsland, which is up on Alameda. And that's another huge hangar-like dim sum place. You got to go in there on a Saturday or Sunday morning. Thousands of people in there, carts racing back and forth, and you got to catch them when they come by. Otherwise, you may
like Chinatown.
Yeah, you may never see the cart again. And
that's at 2200 West Alameda Avenue.
And the other one is
when you talk about dim sum, somebody sent me a birthday card. And it had a picture of Barbara and George Bush eating Chinese
with
the sun in the back, and it said dim sun. Oh, never mind.
And the other one that's the real surprise in there is Spice China. I don't know if you know Louisville very well, but especially this part of it is very new. It's a bunch of shopping centers and strip malls. And in the middle of it is this modern building, Spice China. And the food is incredible.
You gave it an A-.
Yeah.
A- at Spice China.
There's a page 11 in there, and it has authentic Shanghai specialties. And the food is just amazing. It's a beautiful place. It's clean, well-lighted. You know, it's like I always say, you know, the Chinese restaurants that have the best food are the scariest in terms of ambiance. And the ones that have the nicest, most comfortable ambiance are usually the ones that serve mediocre Chinese-American food.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's true of Mexican restaurants, too.
Okay, let's talk about some good Mexican restaurants where it's really wonderful, but maybe not so fabulous in terms of decor.
Well, first and foremost, El Taco de Mexico.
El Taco de Mexico, where is that?
That's 714 North Santa Fe Drive.
Uh-huh.
On page 16S, if you're following along.
I am. Okay. I feel like I'm
I didn't know there was a
church. I feel like I'm in church or synagogue.
I'm looking at it.
If you're following along at page 16S.
I've never seen a section with S on it. You know, usually I'm in section E or something. But that's neither here nor there, folks.
El Taco de Mexico, 714 North Santa Fe Drive.
And it's a taco joint. It has very, very limited seating. The place is run by these steely-eyed Mexican women. And they don't take no grief from nobody. And they only take cash. They don't serve beer. And they don't let any men in the kitchen. And you order
uh-oh.
Like, a barbecue pork.
How do you know they don't let men in the kitchen?
Because there are never men in the kitchen.
Well, maybe they just don't want to go.
No, they just know that things will go better if they don't let them in.
Okay.
And it's the real thing. They take two corn tortillas. They throw them on the griddle. Warm them up, and in the meantime, they take one of the meats. It could be stewed cheek meat, which is wonderful. It's kind of like osobuco, you know, that kind of texture.
What are beef cheeks? They have them in San Francisco, and I won't order them because it doesn't sound like any body part that I want to get too acquainted with. But what are beef cheeks?
If you knew where most of the parts were that you were eating. Like
well, that's why I'm eating more fish.
Like hocks and hams, especially. They're cheeks.
Cheek, like from their faces?
Yeah. What'd you think?
Oh.
And
I didn't know.
And it's wonderful.
Don't ask me what I was thinking.
It's wonderful dark meat. And they chop it up, throw it on the griddle. They put it inside. They put two tortillas together. They give you a little bit of pico de gallo to put on it. And it's cheap and wonderful. They also serve brains. You can have a brain taco.
Should we be doing that with mad cow disease?
What are the odds? Really?
I know, but still. I can't. I don't like eating brains even before mad cow disease.
Well, then go there and have a...
Do they have a fish taco or fishy things?
I don't think they do, but they have wonderful chili rellenos.
Okay.
Big, big roasted peppers. And if you just want to eat once a day, you can go in there and have a chili relleno burrito. All your food groups all in one large, handy meal.
Oh, but my major food groups are chocolate and grease. Well, the grease part was covered, but not the chocolate.
And the cheese part.
And the cheese part.
Let's be honest here.
What were some of the surprises for you in looking at these restaurants? Were there some restaurants that you thought would be so much better than they were, and other restaurants that you didn't expect much from but were just absolutely delightful?
And it's usually the small, out-of-the-way places that surprise me. There's a place down here called Buenos Aires Pizzeria, and it's 1319 22nd Street. And I said, you know, South American pizza? Oh, come on. It turns out they're Argentinians of Italian extraction, and they learned how to make pizza in Buenos Aires. And so they make really good pizza, but some of the pizzas have South American ingredients on them.
Like?
Like, for instance, the fabulous Buenos Aires, the signature Buenos Aires pizza is topped with smoky ham, hearts of palm, roasted peppers, and grated hard-boiled egg, plus cheese and a red sauce, if you want. But they also make a pascolina, which is like a double-crusted Sicilian pizza. Very good. And they make torta, which is like a, or tortilla, actually. It's a wedge of, like, eggs and potato and cheese baked in a circle. And it's just very tasty.
Where are they? 22nd and what?
Well, it's...
Because we sometimes have pizza day here.
Oh, you should get a pizza delivery.
If they'll deliver it. Because the other place that everybody likes is Proto's. What do you think of Proto's vis-a-vis the, what's it called, Buenos Aires pizza?
It's different. Buenos Aires, despite the name, is more like Italian-American. And Proto's is a prototypical... like Neapolitan pizzeria, very thin crust. You got to take the toppings they put on it. Don't ask for extra cheese. They leave it in the oven long so it's crispy.
Yeah, like a cracker.
And on Friday nights, you know, if you happen to be in that mood, they have the best fresh clam pizza.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, with
garlic. But they won't deliver.
No.
They won't deliver, so we can't. Fresh clam pizza is really the thing to order.
And you know why?
Why?
Well, A, it's hard, but B, because the pizza doesn't taste as good as it would taste there, and in Naples, they don't deliver pizza.
Well, I'm not going to Naples, but I am. I'm going to Tuscany. Yeah. Oh, you should tell me where to eat in Tuscany. I'll be going to Tuscany in July.
Well,
I just got
no,
back.
You go to Tuscany and come back and tell me
I'll
where
tell
to eat,
you
because
where
I haven't been to Tuscany.
Well, I was just in Venice, and I have to tell you, the food was mezzo-mezzo, not that great. The best food was the bar food, the cicchetti.
You know, the little tapas.
Snacks, the bars, That was really the best, and it was the most reasonably priced. But some of it was there were some, you know, stellar dishes. But on the whole, it wasn't the stellar food experience I thought it was going
to
be.
I've always been told that, you know, especially there and in Milan, you have to get out of the city, find some little neighborhood, and, you know, just walk in someplace where it doesn't look like any tourists go.
Yeah, yeah, I'm sure you're right about that. But we were with people who sort of know their way around Venice, and,
they always say, you know, if you can find a local.
Right.
In this case, folks, I'm your local, loco, whatever. You can call right now, and I'd love it if somebody wanted to argue with me about what I included in this.
Or did anybody call and argue when you gave Josefina's a D-minus? Was it a D or D-minus?
D-minus. Lowest grade I've ever given in my illustrious career.
And this is Josefina's in Larimer Square.
Yes, the famous place that's packed every night.
Yeah. Did anybody call you to give you hell about that rating?
I got one email from a person that had visited once from St. Paul, Minnesota. And they emailed and said, well, we ate there and we had a pretty good meal. And
Why would they be reading you if they live in St. Paul, Minnesota? So it sounds like somebody put them up to
it. The world reads me, you know. On the web, you know, anything is possible. And that was it. That was the only positive correspondence I had with anyone. I got buried in emails and letters and calls, and people would stop me in the aisles of the Rocky Mountain News going, oh, I'm glad somebody finally said something. The food there is just horrible, and the service is offensive, and, you know, it's just a disgusting place to eat.
But so then why are they loaded all the time? Why do you always see, is it kids? Drinking there? What's
over,
the story?
Over 25 years, you know, several hundred thousand people have eaten there. And if they come back once every 10 years, you know, you got that steady base. And then people come to Denver and they don't know any better, which is why I'm writing a book, so that they will be able to find out better. And they go in there and it looks like a nice little Italian bar and restaurant. I think they survive because it's a bar. But, they've improved the dining so much in Larimer Square. I just don't understand why they're keeping that there, you know?
Amazing, because the attrition rate for restaurants is so high that for a bad one to survive as successfully as this one has. And then the Palm, you gave the Palm a D.
Yeah, and they were a little more miffed. The general manager called me.
What did he say?
Well, he, you know, he was trying to get out of me when I was there and who waited on me. And
so he's going to fire the server.
Yeah, and I'm not going to do that to anybody. I mean, the best server was one of the bus people who cracked my lobster for me. I mean that literally.
Uh-huh.
And
well, did he offer to have you come back and offer to improve the service and offer to improve the food and so forth?
No, he mainly disagreed with my analysis of.
So he said you were wrong, and by the way, who served you?
And a few people wrote to me and said that they loved the Palm, and then I'd start to talk to him in my role as, you know, John Lendorf, dining therapist. And I go, well, what do you like about it? Well, everybody I know is there, and we talk, and what about the food? And they go, oh, it's okay. You know, so it still is. If you're a power broker, and you know, like from Enron or something, I guess, then you go there and eat lunch, and you see all your friends, and you do business, and it's great. But if you're a regular person, there's better steakhouses to go to.
And it's a chain.
Uh-huh, which I very rarely review because I figure they can publicize themselves.
My guest is John Lendorf. He is a dining critic for the Rocky Mountain News. You might have questions about where to eat, where not to eat, places to stay away from, places to go. You might have an event coming up. This is the place to ask them. 303-382-1150. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Monday edition of Enid Live on AM 1150 KNRC.
Get your free AM 1150 KNRC coffee mug by going to our website. KNRCradio.com. KNRCradio.com. And then unlimited free refills at Sugar Beet Cafe with your mug. Just another way to say thanks for listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
If you're looking for the best selection of quality pre-owned vehicles, stop by McDonald Automotive Group today, located on Broadway just north of Arapahoe Road. McDonald Automotive, the region's largest selection of certified pre-owned imports.
First, I worked as a lumberjack. I just couldn't hack it, so they gave me the axe. Now I'm working in a deli, and I just can't cut the mustard.
Are you in a dead-end job or looking for a new career? Hi, my name is Jan Dione, clinical nurse specialist and part owner of Medical Massage Therapy and Associates. In just 8 months, you can become a certified massage therapist at our Medical Massage Therapy School. This is a career that's in demand. A certified massage therapist can make up to $25,000 a year right after graduation. We guarantee individual attention with a 1-to-6 student-to-teacher ratio. The hands-on clinical experience we offer will prepare you for this exciting new career. Our next class begins April 5th, so call today at 303-316-8222. The space is limited, so don't wait. Call Medical Massage Therapy and Associates School of Massage at 303-316-8222 or go to our website at mmta.info.
Velcaro Paint and Decorating hopes you'll forgive us for bragging a little. We've won an award. And because the environment is really important to us, we're pretty proud of it. Velcaro, a Benjamin Moore dealer, was recently named a recipient of the Environmental Achievement Award by the state of Colorado. What's our achievement? It's the Wet Paint Color Swatch program, which Velcaro pioneered nationally. As you know, choosing the right paint color is usually by trial and error. In the past, consumers had to buy an entire quart to get a sample. Wrong colors often get tossed out and eventually make their way into the environment. But Velcaro offers 1.5 ounce paint swatches, enough to cover 4 square feet, and more than enough to make the right decision. They're inexpensive and come in more than 6,000 colors, including our entire Benjamin Moore line. Wet paint color swatches. Good for you, good for the environment. From Velcaro Paint and Decorating, a Benjamin Moore quality paint dealer. 5475 Leedsdale Drive, just one block west of Holly. Online at Velcaro.com.
AM 1150 KNRC and the Denver Business Journal present Insights, fascinating people making an impact on our world. Tune in to KNRC weekdays at 7:20 a.m. to hear interviews with leaders like Charles Schwab, Michael Dell of Dell Computers, Gloria Steinem, and Archbishop Desmond Tutu. These extraordinary individuals will share what made the difference in their careers and help them to establish their roles as leaders. Insights is brought to you by EKS and H Accounting and Business Advisory Firm and First National Bank of Colorado.
I'm Steve North, CNBC Business Radio. Fears of terrorism helped spark a sell-off on Wall Street today. The Dow dropped 137 points to close at 10,103. The Nasdaq fell nearly 46 points, ending at 1939, as deeply worried investors headed to the sidelines.
That despite encouraging news from the nation's manufacturers today, big industry production rose by a stronger than expected 0.7%. New York Attorney General Elliot Spitzer has announced the largest settlement so far in the widening mutual fund industry investigation. Spitzer says Bank of America and Fleet Boston will pay a total of $675 million to settle charges of illegal trading practices. Various officials will leave the financial services companies, which will also reimburse investors and cut fees over the next 5 years. And in closing arguments, a lawyer for former Tyco chief Dennis Kozlowski says his client is not a thief. Steve North, CNBC Business Radio.
Hi there.
It's the Lincoln Mercury Think Big National Sales Event, with just announced savings on every Lincoln and Mercury in stock. From the brand new limited edition Lincoln Town Car to the award-winning Mercury Grand Marquis. And there's no better time to save big on all our luxury SUVs, including the powerful Navigator, midsize Aviator, and the award-winning Mountaineer. The Think Big sales event. It ends soon, so think big and fast. See your Lincoln Mercury dealer today.
Spring is here again, and that means it's a great time to clean. Did you know that Walgreens carries a wide selection of cleaning supplies? Everything from buckets to disinfecting sprays and mops to air fresheners, all at prices you'll love. And with over 4,300 Walgreens stores, you'll find one right around the corner. In short, Walgreens has everything you need to make your house sparkle this spring, except maybe the kitchen sink.
We've got our own Reagan Revolution every weeknight at 6 p.m. Hear Michael Reagan exclusively on AM 1150 KNRC. KNRC. You're listening to the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC. Here again, Enid Goldstein.
2:28 on the Monday edition of Enid Live. One of our favorite guests is with us today, John Lindorf, who is the dining critic for the Rocky Mountain News. And he has put together the brand new dining guide, Rocky Mountain News Dining Guide for 2004. And if you missed it, how can people, if you missed it on in Friday's paper, if you paid your 50 cents, you got it. How do you get it now?
Well, if you want the actual physical magazine type.
And this is
guide.
The first time it's been in a magazine form, right?
Right, because we thought it would be a little bit easier for people to keep in their cars and use. And so you can go over to the Rocky Mountain News and you can still pick up a copy. You got to buy the whole paper, though.
So it costs you 50 cents. Well worth it.
Well worth it, yes. And because you get the rest of these weekend spotlight, which had my fabulous story on the 14 habits of highly successful waiters.
And, or you can get this online.
You can get it online any old time at RockyMountainNews.com. And it has all the listings and all the information.
Let's go to the phones. Becca calling from Denver. Hi, you're live with John Lindorf and Enid on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, Enid. I'm a first-time caller.
Becca, we have something for you. Wait a minute.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
And, you know, I just tuned you guys in, so I hope this is an appropriate question. But you were talking about events and stuff, if you're holding them. And I actually run a speed dating company here in Denver. And I'm always looking for venues to have the events.
Describe for people who don't know what speed dating is. Describe what it is, Becca.
Okay, we have two events in a night. One's for 25 to 35-year-olds, and the other's for 35 to 45-year-olds. You have 12 men and 12 women at each event. And they talk for 6 minutes. Then the men rotate. After 6 minutes, they mark on their sheet whether they feel it's a friend match or a business match. And at the end of the night, they hand me their sheets. I calculate the tallies. If it's a match, they each get sent each other's contact information.
So you have these in public places?
I do.
Where have you held these in the past?
Well, right now I hold them at the Celtic. Because it offers a room that's sort of separated from the bar, but it's a nice casual environment. I would like something maybe a little bit more upscale, but it's hard to find some place that offers a room that's not completely separate, but just a little separated from the, you know.
So you have a little bit of privacy, but you also can pick up the ambience of the larger restaurant. That's what you're looking for.
Exactly.
John, is there something that comes to mind? I mean, this is probably the first time you have been asked about where's the best place for a speed dating
event.
I
remember speed dating, but it was mostly very very, very short relationships.
Six minutes long, probably. Right.
And I was on a diet at the time. So anyway, it depends. It depends on the time of week. Like, for instance, there's a great new restaurant down next to Union Station called Brasserie Rouge.
Right.
It's a big space, and, you know, on a weeknight especially, it would be pretty easy to take a chunk of that place.
Right, okay.
Where else?
Where Redfish used to be?
Where Redfish used to be?
No, it's in
It's on Wine Coop, isn't it?
It's in the Ice House.
Okay, it's in the Ice House.
And it's on the first floor. But it's a nice place.
And then they also have a patio. I was taken there on my birthday. They have a wonderful patio, so if the weather's good, I don't know if it's big enough to take over some of the patio, but
that would be nice.
That's a possibility too.
And there's pizza-like things and less expensive items, so it's not a
right.
huge investment.
Right.
But there's a lot of restaurants in town that would love to have 24 people, drop in for a few hours.
And it's a Tuesday night.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Does any other place come to mind, John, besides the Brasserie Rouge?
I tell you, the way the restaurant business is, there's very few restaurants that wouldn't want you in there.
Well, it's more a question of where she would want to be with her, the right,
right.
ambience. What about the Wine Coop Brewery? Would that work?
Yeah, I've looked into that, and I've thought about that.
Yeah, I mean,
upstairs.
Of course, brew pubs are a natural. There's some of them, like the left-hand, or the... Falling Rock Tap House that are great places to drink beer, but it probably would be too loud to actually do what you're doing.
Right. At one point, I was thinking Marlowe's.
Well,
they charge.
Well, you shouldn't.
You're looking for some place that doesn't charge.
You should. John is saying that restaurateurs are they're really trying out for business, so you should be able to find a place where they'd be thrilled to have 24 people coming in.
Not on, right. They're not going to be thrilled on a Friday or Saturday night, but on a Tuesday, sure.
Right. Okay. Well, those are great, and I will definitely pick up one of your publications.
Great.
Thanks, Becca. Thanks very much for calling. 303-382-1150 if you have questions for John Lindor. John, so the best expensive restaurant if you're having an event, celebrating a major event in your life, you like Dodega, which I think is very good. I've only eaten there once, but it was a superb meal.
Mm-hmm. And for those special event meals, it kind of depends on who you are and what you enjoy. A Dodega is a great special occasion thing if you like, bistro food and a cool environment and... reasonable amount of noise. Claire de Lune is much smaller. It only seats about 30 people.
And the chef, the story about that place. Tell the story about that. The chef does it all himself.
There's one chef, and if you eat there, you eat his food. He's not hanging out front, pouring wine and talking to everybody. He's back there cooking.
It's a one-man band, and then he's got some servers, and that's it. He does the shopping. He does the chefing. He does it all.
He's a brilliant chef, too. It's really good Mediterranean food.
And small, what do you think of tiramisu? Because I have friends who like it a lot, and I thought, mezzo mezzo.
When I reviewed it a couple of years ago, I wasn't excited at all. It didn't seem to be any different than a dozen other Italian American places. But now I have a lot of people telling me that it's really upgraded and that the food is much, much better.
A lot of times, John and I were talking, a lot of times we'll go to a restaurant and it's okay, it's fine, and it's $50, and it's like, I don't think this was worth $50. By the time the tip, the tax, the drink, you just have an entree and a salad, and it's $50.
It's hard to avoid that, but
it was okay, but not brilliant. And I'm thinking, I don't think I would go back. And I felt that way about Luca, but you feel differently about it. Maybe I didn't have the right thing.
And what can I say? I mean, I had a great meal there. It really was good.
Adam, calling from Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid and John Lendorf on AM 1150 KNRC.
Good afternoon, Enid and John.
Howdy.
John, I was wondering if you ever get out to dinner and split a fare with Kyle Wagner, and if so, who gets to claim the reimbursement?
Kyle is the Denver Post food dining critic.
Well, we got together for lunch not too long ago. We went and had some fried chicken at Pierre's Supper Club. We try to pick some place where not only won't they recognize us, but they won't care.
I was going to say, if they recognize you, it would have to be pretty intimidating for a couple of food critics to sit down at the same time.
Oh, yeah. It's like anybody else. There's very few people that can understand what we go through doing this. So mostly we sit in...
Heartburn.
Yeah, and weight gain. Right. Although, amazingly, both of us are rail thin.
Svelte, even.
Svelte, yes. And we talk about, you know, the job, and sometimes we talk about the restaurants, but, you know, we talk about the family and stuff. You know,
what's the name of this place, Pierre's Supper Club?
Pierre's Supper Club.
And where is it, and what do they have there?
It's a...
Adam, thanks for the call.
It's been open since 1947. It's
Where is it?
Sort of on the edge of Five Points. It's in here under Traditional American. They serve the best fried chicken in Denver.
Oh, really?
They have great fried catfish. And it's a cool place to go. You should go there sometime with a friend. Go on Sunday morning for the soul food buffet. I was talking to this lady, and she said, well, if you come on Sunday, you know, sit in this room, because the church-going people are in this room. You know, but the people watching the games, football games and basketball games, they're in the other room.
And
they're making a lot of noise.
What's a Sunday buffet run?
It's cheap. You would appreciate the value.
If you're on a budget and you want to go out to eat someplace and you want it to be good, but you don't have a lot to spend, where would you go? Where would you recommend?
Well, it's usually ethnic, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I would go to Jack and Grill, which is the great New Mexican restaurant on North Federal. It's just really, really great food. And it's really affordable, and I've talked to somebody from New Mexico today who swears by the place.
It's a New Mexican, not New Mexican, but from New Mexico style of cooking.
And Southern Colorado, for that matter, you know, which was originally part of Mexico. And it's just wonderful food. I would go to one of the dim sum places because it's $1.50 or $2 per dish, and you can order as many as you want or not. You know, Brothers Barbecue is a great deal. So it tends to be, you know, if you really want a great deal and a lot of food, then you're going to go ethnic or downscale, I guess. You're not going to have a full blown wine dinner and spend less than $50.
My guest, John Lendorf. Thank you so much for joining us today, talking about his brand-new Dining Guide 2004, 150 top Denver restaurants. And at the end, you have something that's brand-new, and that's places that are, what, good to look at?
Well, this is under the category of must-see dining. You know, people come into town, and they go, well, where should we eat? You know, what says Colorado? So under my list of must-see dining, the first one is the Boulder Duchambe Tea House. This is an incredibly ornate, beautifully painted and carved tea house that was shipped over from Dushanbe, Tajikistan, to the city of Boulder. And it's put up right next to Central Park. And it's an international menu, and it's just a cool, gorgeous place. And on Saturdays when the Boulder County Farmers Market is there, you go there, have brunch. People.
Do they have the Boulder County Farmers Market even in the winter?
No, it'll start up at the end of April.
Oh, I missed that. In California, it was all year round. And here it stops and starts. And
yeah, the next place is the Buckhorn Exchange, which is one of the oldest restaurants in Denver. And, of course, it's not a good place for vegetarians, but because the walls are covered with dead animals and stuff. But it's like
some of whom have once run for office and served.
That's right.
Never mind.
But it's a museum of Western America, but they serve a great steak.
Are there restaurants where Republicans go and only other restaurants where only Democrats go?
You know, I've wondered about that. I have a feeling the Palm is kind of Republican.
You think?
Yeah. You know,
and what would be a Democratic restaurant? The place where it was $1 or $2 for the dim sum.
Well, no, I don't think they care one way or another. If you're a left winger,
yes.
You know, then the only place to go is the Mercury Cafe, which is pretty close to here on California. It's you know, they've got a dance hall upstairs where they give tango lessons. Downstairs they have a natural food restaurant, and you can go there for, you know, benefits for Howard Dean and, you know, radical films and poetry readings, and it's the last bastion of that kind of hippie alternative cafe.
John Lendorf, thank you so much for joining us today. It is always a pleasure when you come in to see us.
Thanks for having me. Can I come back?
Yes, you can. I'd be delighted if you came back. And when you're holding that menu in front of you, I won't know who it is.
Right, and of course, folks, I've sworn Enid to secrecy, so...
He was kind enough to take me with him on a tasting, and that was really fun. It was at the Intrigue restaurant, I can now say, because you have reviewed it.
Yes.
And it was really fun to go with you. It was. I was trying to play the game of whether the waiter knew who you were or not. So thank you so much for coming in today, John.
Thank you.
A pleasure as always. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC. 2:41, time to check into the KNRC newsroom for an update from Tim McLaughlin. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Enid. Good afternoon. Partly cloudy, 50 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin. This report brought to you by Quest Choice Business. Former three-term Congressman Bob Schaefer has officially entered the race for the U.S. Senate. Schaefer announced this morning that he's seeking the Republican nomination to replace Ben Nighthorse Campbell. Lawyers representing L.A. Laker Kobe Bryant want more information on the woman who has accused Bryant of raping her last summer. Bryant's attorneys asked the judge in the case today to order prosecutors to disclose whether the state paid for the woman's stay in an addiction treatment center. Plus, they want access to notes or diaries kept by the 19-year-old that might deal with her accusation. The Denver Tent City Initiative held a rally in front of the city and county building in downtown Denver today. The group is pushing the city to set up a tent city to house some of Denver's homeless population. Quest Choice Business, your business line plus any five features for just $39.99 a month. Simple, flexible, affordable. That's the spirit of service in action. Traffic and your exclusive Weather Channel forecast are up next. KNRC News Time is 2:42.
You wanted live, local talk on weekends while everyone else is in infomercials or ball games. We've got it for you, Saturdays and Sundays.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, I'd like to hear it.
Check out our lineup. Hear both sides talk on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, I'm Evelinda Ehrman. And I'm Judy Schwartz. We co-host Style Matters Live. Even if you're not born with great style, you can buy it, just like we do. And this extends to our homes. Element, Denver's newest furniture store for urban home furnishings, accessories, and artwork, meets all our style needs and will meet yours, too.
Element has multifunctional furniture to maximize your space in a condo, apartment, loft, or smaller home. The clean lines of Element's furniture for today's urban lifestyle will work with what you already own.
You'll love their eclectic mix of styles, all presented in a way you can envision in your own home.
Prices are affordable, with lamps as low as $100 and sofas starting at about $1,000. Interior design services are available.
Element is open Monday through Friday, 11 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 7, and Sunday, 1 to 5. Element is located at 77 West 9th Avenue, a half a block west of Broadway in the Golden Triangle. 303-825-3770.
Element. Your lifestyle, your home, your element.
KNRC News Time is 2:44. Time to check with Darren Copeland in the KNRC Traffic Center.
This traffic report is brought to you by AutoZone. Doing pretty well around the metro area right now. We are flowing freely. Up in the high country, though, you're still going to see some wet and icy roads, so just be aware. And over Loveland Pass, they are still asking for big rigs to put on some chains. Get to AutoZone for a Castrol oil change special. Right now you can get 5 quarts of Castrol conventional motor oil plus any STP oil filter in stock for just $10.99. Get in the zone, AutoZone. I'm Darren Copeland with your traffic. You can hear Doug Kell at afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 1150 KNRC.
I'm Valerie Seagraves with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. With a few flurries still possible across the listening area, we will see a mix of sun and clouds for the remainder of the afternoon. And it is going to be a bit windy. We'll top out around 54 for the high. Breezy tonight with a low of 32. Still a little on the breezy side tomorrow as well, with a high around 60. Low 60s on Wednesday. For the Weather Channel, I'm Valerie Seagraves on AM 1150 KNRC.
Partly cloudy, 50 degrees. KNRC News Time is 2:45. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 3 o'clock or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
Schwartz.
And I'm Evelinda Ehrman. We co-host Style Matters Live. Can we talk about your beauty salon? Are you sick of paying high prices, dealing with snooty people, and searching endlessly for parking?
We can solve your problem. Try Salon Mercedes, conveniently located at I-25 and Orchard. You'll feel at home with the friendly staff. I know I do. Enjoy plenty of free parking, reasonable prices, and unlike many salons, Salon Mercedes is open Mondays. Call 303-741-0606 for an appointment.
They're highly trained, experienced staff always gives great service. Salon Mercedes is the only Denver salon designated elite by Creative Nails Design, the top nail care company in the country.
Hairstylists use the best color line from Europe. The salon carries Bumble and Bumble and Pureology hair products and the Yanka Paris skincare line.
Salon Mercedes, located at I-25 and Orchard. Open Mondays through Fridays, 8 to 7, Saturdays, 8 to 5:30. Gift certificates available. 303-741-0606.
Salon Mercedes, so close to you.
Darren Copeland is live Saturday and Sunday afternoons at 3, exclusively on AM 1150 KNRC. You're listening to the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC. Here again, Enid Goldstein.
2:46 on the Monday edition of Enid Live on yours until 3 o'clock. And if you just tuned in, you tuned in a little bit late for John Lindorf's appearance, but you can pick up his dining guide over at the Rocky Mountain News. It came with the Friday paper. It'll cost you 50 cents to buy the paper, or you can access it online. And I like his recommendations a lot. I sometimes clip his columns and take them with me if I'm going to go to that particular restaurant, so I know what a good thing to order will be. We've been talking about a lot of different things, so let me reprise some of it. Oh, that's right. We have a ticket. We have tickets to give away, so let's do that right now. And then I'll reprise what we've been talking about. We have one pair of tickets to give away to the Denver Center Theater Company's production of Blythe Spirit. It's a Noel Coward play. It will be the date is March 25th, and I don't have the exact time, but I'm assuming it's probably whatever the usual time is, 7:30. So let's go for the seventh caller, 303-382-1150. 303-382-1150, you be the seventh caller. And you will win a pair of tickets to the Denver Center Theater Company's production of Blythe Spirit on March 25th. The Space Theater, which is 14th and Curtis, the value of the tickets is $70, and you have to be the seventh caller. And I see the phones are ringing madly, and I'm guessing that we might have a winner. I think we probably do have a winner. Ah, yes, I'm sure we have a winner. So whoever the winner is, we will congratulate that person. And congratulations, whoever you are. You won one pair of tickets. They're worth $70 to a Noel Coward play, Blythe Spirit. There you go. Okay, here's what we've been talking about. We've been talking about if the election were held today, I think John Kerry would win, and I think he would win significantly over George W. Bush. I don't think it would be as close as everybody says it would be. And furthermore, the other lore has it that never in the history of this country have we changed leaders during a war, and I think this time we might break tradition and actually have a brand new president in wartime. It's a self-inflicted war. We've been talking about that. We've also been talking about whether or not George W. Dickey Bush has gone too negative too quickly and lost, therefore, the luster of the president. He just looks like another politician, defensive, negative, angry, nasty, lashing out at Bush. Never talking about what he's accomplished because he can't point to it. He hasn't done much that's very significant or successful. And all he can do is try and tear Bush, try to tear Kerry down. So we'll see what happens there. We've also been talking about this widow who lives in Snowmass. Her husband died of a rare form of cancer a year ago. He was only 37. They'd always wanted children. Before he underwent chemotherapy, they froze his sperm. And she has persuaded a doctor to implant her. She's pregnant with twins, and she'll be delivering them in a few months. And she says, you know, it's a way of keeping her husband alive, and this way his memory, his spirit lives on. All very nice, but it's also a way of her never having to cope with his final departure, and I really don't think it's fair to the kids. So some of you are really mad at me. You think I sound like Dr. Laura today, 303-382-1150, but when you know from the get-go, from the start, that you're not going to provide a father for your children. She said, I will have relationships, but I'll never walk down the aisle with anyone. Eric is my husband. Well, Eric's dead. So for her to have twins and they are will never have a father, I think is selfish. I don't mean to be cruel to this woman who is a new widow, but I really think it's a selfish act. It's one thing if you're going to adopt a child and you're a single parent. It doesn't matter. It's one parent is better than no parents. But when you set out to have a child from scratch, you ought to start with a mom and a dad. I think otherwise it's really not fair to the kid. And nobody's been talking about that. 303-382-1150. And also you've got a Utah woman who was pregnant. She's 28, pregnant with twins. The doctors told her if she didn't have a C-section, one or both of the twins would die. She refused to have the C-section, and she did deliver. One of the twins was stillborn, one was fine, and has been adopted out, and she is being charged with murder. Is that fair? 303-382-1150. What if you drink when you're pregnant? What if you have a cigarette when you're pregnant? What if you don't follow the diet that your doctor tells you to have when you're pregnant? What if he prescribes bed rest for you while you're pregnant and you somehow violate that and your child is stillborn? Should you be charged with murder? 303-382-1150. And I want to congratulate Marilyn from Denver for winning a pair of tickets to Blythe Spirit. And this is a production of the Denver Center Theater Company. And the tickets are for March 25th at the Space Theater, which is 14th and Curtis. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
Want to hit the fan while you are hitting the sack?
The worst is yet to come.
Find out mornings with Dick Kelsey during the Jenny Lakey Show, exclusively on AM 1150 KNRC.
Want a great used car or truck? Come to the John Elway Used Car Super Sale Wednesday at Invesco Field. Over 1,200 vehicles priced from $19.95 to $30,000. It's the John Elway Used Car Super Sale.
Tiger Balm presents Jerry Rice.
Starting at wide receiver.
I'm ready for some football.
All-time record holder and Tiger Balm's biggest fan.
Huh?
Especially Tiger Balm's new pain-relieving patch.
You got that right. The patch works for me.
Tiger Balm's pain-relieving patch. Just apply the advanced hydrogel patch and Tiger Balm goes deep. Deep into aching muscles and joints. So, Jerry, go for the balm. The Tiger Balm pain-relieving patch.
Take a tip from me, Jerry Rice. Go for the balm. Tiger Balm. And put the tiger in your team.
Available at drugstores everywhere.
Don't miss the 30th annual Denver March Powwow featuring more than 1,000 American Indian dancers representing 75 tribes. Watch the best adult, teen, and children dancers in the country compete for top prizes. Enjoy tribal storytelling and plenty of arts and crafts booths, too. Mark your calendar now for the Denver March Powwow, March 19th through the 21st at the Denver Coliseum. Admission is $15 all weekend or $6 a day at the door. Visitors under 6 and over 60 are free. Visit www.denvermarchpowwow.org for more information.
Stay with KNRC right after Style Matters from noon to 2 this Saturday for a brand new show called Food Talk with Jim Conder. Jim will host a two-hour romp in the field of great food and drink. Interesting guests, delectables, food news, specialty foods, interesting food, food history, recipes, cuisines, cooking tips, and of course, restaurants. Food Talk with Jim Conder, KNRC's new food and restaurant forum. Saturdays noon to 2 on AM 1150 KNRC. Of your talk radio selections in Denver, we want to make you some promises today. We won't be reading you the Denver Post newspaper every day like they do on one station. We figure you can read for yourself. Or that other station with Dr. Laura. She's annoying. And why choose a station with all syndicated talk shows? Here's what you get when you try to dial in with your opinion.
We're sorry. Please check the number.
At AM 1150 KNRC. When you call in, we'll let you have your say.
It's really a 24/7 station.
That's what hearing both sides talk is all about. AM 1150, KNRC. KNRC. Hear one of Denver's most entertaining personalities, Doug Kellett, weekdays at 3.
It's here at last.
He's daring.
He's dashing.
He's dangerous.
He's beautiful.
He's Doug Kellett.
Doug Kellett. Hear both sides talk on AM 1150, KNRC.
Hi, this is Bill O'Reilly. Join me live every weekday morning from 10 till noon here on AM 1150 KNRC. Now back to Enid Goldstein.
2:54 on the Monday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock and then Doug Kellett takes over. If you're just tuning in, I want to thank a lot of people who made the St. Patrick's Day Parade possible. That was so much fun. Jordan was there. Jordan Lyles was there. Joe Anderson was there. A ton of people from the station were there. JD got me the tiara, which I wore over a hat, which looked even goofier, if possible, than the usual tiara would look on my head. But it was its own look, and it was really a lot of fun. It's just that we had to wait for about 3 hours, and we were all in convertibles, and it was actually, I think it's the first time I've ever ridden in a parade. And Zach Phillips did a great job, too, so everybody did a wonderful job, and it was fun. It's just that the wait took a bit. Did anybody watch 60 Minutes last night? Andy Rooney received 30,000 pieces of mail and email in response to his February 22 commentary in which he called The Passion of Christ filmmaker Mel Gibson a wacko. It's the biggest viewer response ever to a segment on CBS 60 Minutes. Rooney also called the Reverend Pat Robertson a wacko for saying that he'd had a conversation with God, but not many people noticed that, he said. Most of his email concerned Mel Gibson. If you'll recall, Pat Robertson is praying for the Supreme Court to drop dead. He believes that God has spoken to him and that President Bush is going to win big. Also, I think it's intriguing, Attorney General John Ashcroft is home from the hospital. They sent him home. He had an attack, and he had his gallbladder removed. This from a man who has no shortage of gall. So don't you think illness is sort of a metaphor? And it turns out that the government is taking the first steps toward a targeted military draft of Americans, and what they want, they're looking into restoring the draft, and they are particularly looking at Americans with special skills in computers and in foreign languages. Defense Secretary Don Rumsfeld is adamant that he will not ask Congress to authorize a draft, and officials at Selective Service System, the independent federal agency that would organize any conscription, stress that the possibility of a so-called political skills draft is remote. Nonetheless, even though they're saying it's very remote, nonetheless, the agency has begun the process of creating procedures and policies to conduct such a targeted draft in case military officials ask Congress to authorize it and lawmakers agree to such a request. Now, what do you think will happen if we have a draft, if the draft is restored? What will happen if there is a draft and middle-class kids might have to fight in Iraq? And it turns out we have information here that apparently people who had mental illnesses were sent to Iraq, and they should not have been. There have been a number of suicides. Then we have a GI, a freshly promoted staff sergeant, who was sent to Iraq, and then he got a an R&R to come home and decided never to go back. He is one of about 600 soldiers counted as AWOL by the Army during home leaves from Iraq. Now, after 5 months in hiding, he plans to surrender in Boston today on the eve of the war's first anniversary, and he intends to become the first Iraq war veteran to publicly challenge the morality and conduct of the conflict. So I don't know if it's sort of conscientious objection sort of a thing or what it is, but at a time when polls indicate that American support for the war is slipping, this staff sergeant intends to seek conscientious objector status to avoid a court-martial. So we'll be keeping our eye out for that. We also know that there's an investigation going on in a number of areas. First of all, it turns out that federal investigators are scrutinizing TV segments in which the Bush administration paid people to pose as journalists praising the benefits of the new Medicare law, which would be offered to help elderly Americans with the cost of their prescription medicines. So they paid people to pretend to be pharmacists and so on. It was a video news releases that went out, and newsrooms used them. So that's pretty kind of crappy reporting, if you ask me. And then you have the administration, you have an investigation going on because the chief numbers cruncher was prevented from providing information to Congress on how much the Medicare drug benefit was really going to cost. So there's a lot of screaming about that. Thank you, Joe Anderson, for your fine work. Thank you, Jordan Lyles, for yours. Thanks to all of you who called and listened. Let's do it again tomorrow. Noon to 3, let's have lunch with each other. Doug Kellett is up next. Try to leave the world a better place than you found it. Clean up a mess. I don't care how small it is. I don't care if it's a relationship or a drawer, and your life will be transformed. And do something generous. I'm Enid Goldstein. I'll see you back here at noon tomorrow.
Hear both sides talk. AM 1150, KNRC, Englewood, Denver. Doug Kellett is straight ahead. It's 3 o'clock.
Democratic presidential candidate Al Sharpton has dropped his bid for the White House and endorsed John Kerry. Sharpton met with Kerry in the Massachusetts senator's headquarters for about 30 minutes and emerged to say he was enthusiastically backing Kerry's challenge to President Bush. Senator Kerry, meanwhile, had still more to say about the early harsh exchanges between his campaign and Mr. Bush's backers. Referring to the tone of the Kerry campaign, the senator said,
"I'm not running the negative advertisements, and I didn't plan it months ago. And I didn't announce it months ago. And I don't have the $155 million that they do to go out and do this."
Spain's new prime minister-elect says he will withdraw the 1,300 Spanish troops now serving in Iraq. José Luis Rodríguez Zapatero won office as a result of yesterday's elections in Spain, which took place following Thursday's terror attack on commuter trains in Madrid. The Dow plunged over 137 points today. I'm Evan Haining, NBC News Radio.
So what's the sexiest movie moment? Brad Pitt and Thelma and Louise.
The man can get naked anytime, and it's okay with me.
Oh, he is so hot.
How about Sharon Stone and Basic Instinct?
Now that was sexy.
Bravo's turning you on to the big screen sexiest scenes with a climactic countdown.
Oh, yeah.
Best enjoyed in the privacy of...